entrance of the Country Kitchen and open 7 days a week. 20 minutes into the hour, we are 4 minutes away from sending it over to Chase Thompson, who's getting ready to call some Cardinal basketball. Girls are first against Douglas at home.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs, leading to the worst rates of eating disorders, self-harm, and suicide we have ever known, all while she's sitting right next to you on her phone. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate. ProtectingKidsOnline.org.
We've got a few minutes to talk before Chase Thompson again takes over for Chadron High basketball. We'll have girls and boys against Douglas, and they're at home again tonight. So stay tuned for that. Again, pregame will start at 5:24. We'll send it over to Chase, and then tip-off will follow about 10 minutes later. Call it 5:35. So what are we going to talk about, you might ask? Well, I've got a few reminders here. Pizza Hut in Chadron wants to let you know they are fully staffed and ready to bring you hot, fresh pizza. Great for a chilly day like today. And just a little extra incentive, when you buy a large, you get a medium one-topping pizza for absolutely free. That's dine-in or carry-out only, and they also deliver. Call 308-432-4408 to get your pizza right now. And we talked about this earlier. We've had a few FFA kids come in from the community today, and we'll have a lot more coming in for the next few days, for the rest of the week, actually. And that's because FFA week is starting February 15th. That is next week. In fact, that's Saturday, actually. So all week long, celebrating FFA and some of our local chapters, area kids. Maybe you're an alumni yourself. Maybe you have kids in school. It's truly a great organization. I was a member of it myself. Was lucky enough to be able to attend nationals, compete in state competitions. It's a lot of fun. Lifelong experiences, you can make friendships, and of course it can prepare you to enter the industry of agriculture, which we're surrounded by every day in western Nebraska. But these local students have been coming in to cut some ads for FFA week, and so you can start hearing those beginning on the 15th, and those will run until the 15th of March. For a whole month, you'll get to hear their awesome voices. So we really appreciate all of the cooperation with them and their advisors and teachers allowing us to do that. And of course, local businesses who have bought into the idea of FFA and know the value that it provides. We thank you as well. So I guess to make things a little less heavy for the last minute here before I send it to Chase, we'll talk about the weather. And hey, speaking of keeping it light, not much snow in the forecast, just a 30% chance after we've been dusted for the last day and a half. Mostly cloudy otherwise, with a low around -1. It's going to get cold tonight, right around 10 below for a real feel. Tomorrow, much of the same, just no snow. Highs in the mid-teens. And Thursday is when we'll finally warm up, with temps reaching roughly 40. It's still not going to be close to our record on this date, 66 in 1951. And hey, count your lucky stars that we're not at the low, 23 below zero in 1986. So we have something to be thankful for at our 10 degrees. With that, Jett Rasmussen signing off. Send it over to Chase Thompson for Cardinal basketball.
Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Chadron Community Hospital.
Well, welcome to the Birdcage, a Tuesday night affair featuring the Shattering Cardinals and the Douglas, Wyoming Bearcats right here on Stereo AM 610 KCSR and Shadrad.com. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Welcome to the Shattering Community Hospital pregame show. Shattering Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. We got a girls, boys doubleheader in front of us tonight featuring the Shattering Cardinals and the Douglas Bearcats out of Wyoming. This matchup right about to start here in about 10 minutes is a special one for the two head coaches involved in this matchup. The head coach for the Shattering Cardinals, Kelsey Scott, and the head coach for the Douglas Bearcats, Cassidy Johnson. Well, they are pretty familiar with each other. Not just familiar as in seeing each other on the court. Well, they grew up together by a span of about 7 years. They are sisters. Cassidy Scott Johnson and Kelsey Scott grew up together in Douglas, Wyoming, sisters separated by about 5 years. Kelsey, a 2008 graduate of Douglas High School. Cassidy, a 2013 graduate of Douglas High School. The past this season for these two teams have been a touch different, but with only about a few days left in the regular season, they get to meet up to see each other on the court for the first time as sisters. We'll go ahead and take our first break, come back with more pregame. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball on AM 610 KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattering Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair, or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Well, welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Shattern Cardinals are coming off a pretty tough weekend, 11-10 on the season. They fell to Hill City back here on Friday night, which was the first time playing at home in about 3 weeks. That was a 50-26 loss. Then they turned around and went to Valentine back on Saturday over in the Heart City and fell 54-43. The Shattering Cardinal team has been slipping as of late, but have a really good opportunity to get a huge win tonight with the wildcard points being finalized after today. Today is the final day for regular season play in terms of the wildcard points for the sub-district tournament, which begins next Monday, most likely down in Bridgeport, but we'll have to wait until the brackets come out on Thursday to know where we're going, what time. I do know the opponent, though, and that will be Hershey. It'd be a very small chance that anything changes, or that if it did change, it'd be Chase County that the Shattern Cardinals play. So expect Hershey next Monday, most likely down in Bridgeport, but we'll have to wait until we get the brackets here in about 36 hours and some change. On the flip side, the Douglas Bearcats come in at 16-1 on the season, are riding a nine game or so win streak. They got one of the best players to ever put on a basketball uniform in the state of Wyoming, not just girls basketball, but all time, as Lauren Olson, number 13, comes into the night with 2,381 career points, became the all-time leader in Wyoming women's basketball history back on February 1st versus Burns. Well, just a few days ago, she set the all-time record for girls and boys combined. Lauren Olson, the all-time leading scorer in Wyoming prep basketball history. 2,381 career points coming into the night. Looks to add some more tonight, taking on the Shattering Cardinals. 27.9 points per game she's only been adding since she was a freshman in high school. Is committed to the University of Wyoming, where she'll join two other former Douglas graduates on the Wyoming Cowboys roster, Ashlyn Fertig and Jocelyn Igu, both upperclassmen playing for the Wyoming Cowboys this year. It's a really solid team. Douglas has that as three players that average north of 10 points per game. But Lauren Olson is the star. She looks to put on a show for the Douglas Bearcats in their first appearance in Shattern in basketball since 2006, at least, maybe in school history. In fact, these two schools, even though they're separated by 2 hours, have rarely met. Last time it happened was in 2010, December 3rd, as part of the Western Conference Tournament. Shattern has played in Douglas twice in their history. The all-time series is 3-2. Shattern leads the series in the state of Nebraska 2-1, and also is tied in the series outside the state of Nebraska at 1-1. Should be a fun matchup. We'll go ahead and take another break, come back with the Shattern Lock Keys of the Game. You're tuning in to Cardinal Basketball on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. Let's take a look at the Shattern Lock Keys of the Game, a local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control keys, and more. And for Shattern, of course, it's going to be slow down. Number 13, Lauren Olson, nearly 30 points per game average, the best player that's ever played at Shattern High School, put on a uniform and played inside the birdcage. Lauren Olson, you slow her down, you got a chance, but the problem is going to be you slow her down. Well, Bailey Wright averages 12.1 points per game. Jaden Meyer averages 13.6 points per game. Can you slow down Olsen and slow down other players? You might, quite frankly, thinking about it, you might have to let Olsen beat you and just make sure the other two don't get touches tonight. That's your Shattern Lock Key to the Game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control keys, and more. Teams are starting to line up for the national anthem. Pretty full house here at the Birdcage this evening. Douglas, blue and red is their color scheme with white, and they got road blue uniforms on with white numbers, red trim around them. The rest of the regular season ends on Friday for girls. Sydney comes to town. Girls will be going last, with Sydney boys having to super truck overnight to Grand Island to play in the Heartland Hoops Classic. Be early start time as well, 4:30 boys, 6 o'clock for girls. But tonight, it's Douglas, Wyoming, making their first appearance here at the Birdcage. We'll go ahead and take our final break. Starters tip-off coming up next here on KCSR.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern has a February Gherkin Windows and Doors special going on all month long. Through the 28th, you can spring into savings of 40% off Gherkin Windows and Doors. That's all of Gherkin Windows and Gherkin's quality doors 40% off during February. Gherkin Windows and Doors are made right here in Nebraska. Not only great-looking windows and doors, but energy efficient to save you money year-round. See Arrow Building Center this month and save 40% on Gherkin Windows and Doors. Arrow can even help you line up qualified installers. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Oh, welcome back to the Birdcage. Shattern, Douglas, Wyoming, about to get started here on AM 610 KCSR and Shadrad.com. Let's get a look at the Country Kitchen Starters. Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shattern. Starting lineup for the Douglas Bearcats is going to look like this. They're going to come out with number 3, Bailey White, Wright, a senior, followed by number 4, Kale Starkey, a senior, number 13, Lauren Olson, the Wyoming commit, a senior as well. Number 20, Jane Meyer, a senior, and rounding out the starting lineup for Cassidy Johnson is number 21, Kendry Parker, a senior. They are head coached by Cassidy Johnson, the sister of Kelsey Scott, assisted by Corey Davidson, Kaylee Stevenson, Rachel Carlson, and Sean Greer. This Douglas team has not lost more than two games in a season since 2021-2022, when they lost three, and they were coming off an undefeated season from the year before. And the starters for the Shattern Cardinals, 11-10 on the season, looks like this. They're going to come out with Gracie Calkins, a freshman, followed by number 2, Reese Ritterbush, a junior. Number 3, Sophie Watson. Number 13, Joe Grice, a sophomore, followed by, and rounded out the starting lineups for the Shattern Cardinals, is number 23, Jesse Alcorn, a freshman. They are coached by Kelsey Scott, assisted by Kelsey Crock and Shauna Glombisky. 11-10, the Cardinals are, they lead the series 3-2 against the Bearcats. Have never played here in Shattern since 2006. Two sisters going head-to-head as the head coaches for tonight. Shattern in their home white uniforms, black numbers, red trim. Douglas in road uniforms, blue is the main color scheme for the uniforms, white numbers with red trim. This will conclude the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. This tip-off we're about to witness is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Trey Strathide. And State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Head official for tonight, doing an NBA tradition, handing the game ball off to a kid before we get going. Douglas will be going right to left on your radio dial to begin this game. Shattern, left to right. Thank you for joining us. The final week of the regular season is underway. Douglas wins the tip. Now Olson steps inside the paint, sends it off the back rim, and she has her first 2 points of the night. 2-0 Douglas, only a handful of seconds in. Douglas is coming to beat him man-to-man, three-fourths court. Calkins being hounded, and Jove Grice was moving on the screen. That's our first, team's first, 2-0 Douglas. 15 seconds in, inbound comes in to right. She hands it off to Parker. She has it two steps left, top of the key, waiting for Olsen to roll her off a screen. Reese Ritterbush is going to be guarding her. Alcorn picks off the pass, going across the paint, looking for Starkey, and Olsen deflects it out of play. Expect to see Reese Ritterbush on her all night. Maybe Callie Hendrickson when she comes off the bench. It's going to take a team effort to try to slow down Olsen, the leading scorer in Wyo Prep Sports all time. But it is a steal by Mayer. Spin left, missed a shot. Alcorn with the rebound. Hawkins will bring it across the timeline. Driving left side. Steps inside the paint. Switches to left hand. Floats it in. Off the backboard on the left side. Even score. 2-2. Minute in. Here's a great shot from inside the Arrow Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Olsen has it. Getting cut off by Grice on the help side. Pass down to Starkey underneath. Fans on the layup. Rebounded by Grice. Beg your pardon, that was Alcorn, as Hawkins brings it across the timeline. Gets it poked away from her. Loose ball underneath, and tie-up's going to be called. Ball will stay with the Cardinals. 26 seconds left on the shot clock. Still 2-2, 6:37 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Inbound comes in to Hawkins, who gets it deflected away from her. She lands on it as it hits the sideline right in front of me at the midcourt line. It'll be Douglas basketball. The matchup to watch tonight is Lauren Olsen and Reese Ritterbush. Ritterbush has been guarding the best player on teams all season. She can cause problems if she gets help on the backside. It's Olsen driving right. Step back at the right block. Now Meyer steps in, misses the floater short. Rebound to the Cardinals. Ritterbush, right wing. Olsen will guard her man-to-man. Watson trying to get some help, but Olsen with the steal. Go coast-to-coast, kiss it off the right side glass. 4-2. Douglas. Douglas is meeting Shattern full court. Hawkins is going to get trapped by Olsen at the midcourt. Dribbles behind the back. Got across the timeline, but Wright ripped it away from her. Hawkins fouls Wright as she was going up for the layup. That'll be two free throws coming up for Bailey Wright. 52% free throw shooter this season. 4-2, 5:46 to go in the first quarter. Out to the free throw line for two is Wright, and she swishes the first. Callie Hendrickson will check in for Hawkins. .546 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw for Wright is Nylon. 6-2, Douglas, 4-0 run. Hawkins brings it across the timeline, gets trapped. In trouble, poked away from her. She's fine for it. Meyer with the steal, misses the layup. Ritterbush with the rebound. And Meyer steals it away from her again. Olsen, right wing three, no one's home. Olsen with the swish. 9-2, Douglas. Ritterbush has it the right wing. She's getting trapped. Dribbles it off the foot of Meyer. Let's stay on this end of the floor. 5:17 to go in the first quarter. A timeout is going to be taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar Zoo Design It. Time matching embroidery, including hats, Letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 30-second timeout. We'll join them. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on KCSR.
This is Clayton Reeson, Nebraska Bank Branch Manager. Our team at Nebraska Bank takes pride in providing our customers both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each customer, review your situation and your goals to determine the best route to financial success. Here in Shattern and from the 9 statewide locations, our experienced team is ready to serve you as your professional, personal, and financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you, member FDIC.
Douglas leads Shatter 9-2 in this Nebraska Bank first quarter out of the 30-second timeout. 5:17 to go in the quarter, and on the inbound, it's stolen away by Wright. She drives to the right side, lays it up and in, gets fouled. Going to be going to the free throw line to complete the three-point play. 11-2 now, Douglas. 5:13 to go in the first quarter. Wright went 2-for-2 from the charity stripe the first time. She put her right toe on nail. She'll switch that one as well. 12-2. Douglas. Shattern breaks the press. Trap coming at the left wing. Olsen running up high on a box of one. That's an extended 2-3 and another steal over the top. Meyer, right side lay-in is good. 14-2. 12-0 run for the Bearcats. Alcorn gets trapped. Finds Ritterbush up top, swing pass near side. Hendrickson throws it down low, looking for Watson. It's deflected away. Douglas with the steal. Bearcats have numbers and an official's timeout, as it looks like Watson took a spill. J.C. Terman, Gracie Calkins will check in. Watson's taken a beating so far this season. Averages 7 free throw attempts per game. She'll walk gingerly back to the bench with an injury-riddled team. Dean Nitch and Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattern Chiropractic. You've only got one spine. Take care of it with Sporter Chiropractic here at downtown Shattern. Three ball miss. Backside putback is good by Parker. Had a new player, Starkey, out there. Haven't talked about her yet. Olsen gets a steal, but no, it's going to be a foul. Douglas, 4:30 to go in the quarter. First foul on Douglas. Alcorn has it at the right wing. Drives baseline, gets cut off. Loose ball. It's picked off by Meyer. Goes over to right. Joe Grice sprinting down the floor, but Starkey is open on the left side. Lays it up and in. And a tie-up on the inbound. Douglas. 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Olsen has it left side. Entry pass stolen away by Alcorn. Shattering with some numbers. Alcorn gets trapped, though, at the midcourt line. Bounce pass to Calkins. Runs to the right side, gets reached in on by Starkey. Douglas with two fouls in the quarter. Lead by 16, with that being the run right now. As number one checks in, Leah Ewing. Jackson, she played all four quarters of JV ball earlier in this game, this evening. It's Douglas Wynn. Alcorn has it at the right block, spins, uses the left hand, strong off the backboard, in down. 18-4. Pass down low, goes off the foot of Calkins in transition. Stay with Douglas, 3:40 to go in the quarter. Chris Ritterbush checks in for Jesse Alcorn. Pass goes over to the top. Outside, Ewing left open. Now Olsen, three ball over Terman. Off the front of the rim. Fight for the rebound. Ends up in the hands of Jaden Meyer. She'll step back for the three. Missed that one short. And it'll bounce out of bounds toward the Cardinal locker room. Shattering ball, 18-4. Douglas. Ritterbush will bring it across the timeline. Straight man-to-man defense from Douglas. No trapping. Hendrickson gets inside to the free throw line. Calkins with a lane. Poked away from her. Rolls out of play off of Meyer. So stay Shattering. Ball with the baseline out of bounds. It's inbound coming from Calkins. Hendrickson had to bail out to Grice. It's picked off by Olsen. Throws it up the floor. Two on one. Meyer makes the decision to go up with it on the right side and lays it up and in. A foul on the inbound. That is on Wright, who picks up her first. Douglas being super aggressive. Sophie Watson checks back in for Joe Grice. Every player has taken a breather so far. Shattering has used seven early on. Seven that did not play in the JV game. Scoggins drives to the free throw line, gets tied up. It'll stay with Shattering. 20-4. Douglas, 2:53 to go in this first quarter. Scoggins will inbound it along the baseline. Sermon rolls out to the corner, gets it off the bounce pass, shot fake, drives inside, kicks it out to Hendrickson. I'll throw it over to Ritterbush. Ritterbush at the top of the key gets trapped as Andrea Lepe checked in for the first time. Shattered in trouble. They are going to turn it over. Olsen throws it to the left side. Loose ball underneath. It's bouncing along the baseline. Picked up by Watson. Throws it away to Olsen, who intercepts it over the middle. She lays it up and in and has nine. And a foul is called on Douglas. That's on Olsen, her second. As the Alcorn will check in, Macy Engel will come in for Olsen. 22-4, 2:22 to go in this first quarter. Terman gets it off the inbound, back to Cockins. Swing past the left side. Ritterbush gets trapped at the corner. Alcorn steps inside the paint, falls off some contact, misses a shot. Terman drives for the rebound, but it's picked up by Meyer, who shoves it off for Pete a few times, and a tie-up is going to be called. Reese Ritterbush is in there. What a surprise. Ball will stay with Douglas, 2:02 to go in this first quarter. Meyer will inbound it to Lepe. Shatter meeting him full court. Head of steam coming by Engel. Stops. Goes up for the shot after the jump stop and gets fouled. It's on Alcorn, who picks up her first. Team's first now. Engel goes to the free throw line. It's a 21, I can't see her jersey. First free throw was kosher, the second one is too. It's actually number 21, which is Kennedy, is Kendry Parker. 24-4. Cockins up top. Bounce pass to Ritterbush. Steps into a 3 against 2-3. Misses it strong. Watson with the backside rebound. Goes up for the shot and gets fouled. It's on Meyer. Her second. Team's fifth. Out to the line goes Sophie Watson. Leads the team this season in free throw attempts. Misses the first. Starkey will check back in. That was Watson's 71st attempt at the free throw line this season. Number 72 coming up to cut it down to a 19-point deficit. She swishes it. To 24-5. Douglas, and they turn it over. Lepe can corral the pass along the far sideline in front of the Cardinal bench and lands in the bench. That'll be Cardinal basketball. 24-5. 2-3 zone extended. A lot of teams have played it this year against the Cardinals. Dawkins tried to throw it to Ritterbush on the left side, but it's picked off. Driving toward the basket and dribbling off her thigh. No. It was Engel. I'm going to say it's off of Shattering. 1:20 to go in the quarter. Driving middle, extra pass over to Ewing. It was Engel, but it bounced off Ewing's arms and landed near the drum set in the far side corner. Cardinal basketball is Douglas will meet him at the half-court line. Cockins gives it to Alcorn, bounces it off her hands. Hot potato gets it over to Cockins. Skipped over to Ritterbush, left side. She's looking for Watson, but she wasn't there. It's a turnover ball to the Cardinals, and they turn Douglas over right away. Hawkins uses some nifty ball handling to get some space. Finds Riddlebush left wing. Now Hawkins up top. 2-3 extended. Riddlebush thought about it from the left wing. Steps inside. Fires a shot off the side of the backboard. Picked up by Kendrick Parker. Now Lepe walking across the timeline. Drive by Starkey. Kicks it out near side. Three ball swish by Macy Engel. 27-5. Shot clock turned off. Near turnover. Pass through, cross is tipped. Riddlebush, extra pass to Alcorn. Goes off Alcorn's right hand and hits the baseline. It'll be Douglas basketball. Engel sprints up the floor, going up against Riddlebush. Backs it out to the three-point line with 10 on the clock. Staying with the right-hand dribble. That's it. Over to Ewing. And an offensive foul is going to be called. Ewing stuck the arm out to try to create some space. Got called for it. 1.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Alcorn will inbound it. Throws over the top to Hawkins, and Hawkins will just dribble out the quarter. 27-5, the Douglas Bearcats lead the Shattern Cardinals at the end of the first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter up next here on KCSR.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chatham, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Chatham.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chatham, unless you like being stranded.
Douglas Bearcats lead the Shattern Cardinals 27-5 after the first quarter. The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. Lauren Olson, 9 points so far this game. Cardinals weren't able to get much going. Gracie Hawkins, Jesse Alcorn each with a field goal. And a free throw from Sophie Watson. Douglas is beating them out and extended to the zone and forces a turnover. It's Olsen with the steal, drives right side, lays it up and in. To 29-5 and another steal. Right side lay-in is good by Jane Meyer. Timeout's going to be taken by Kelsey Scott. 7:34 to go in the quarter. Full timeout taken. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. I heard it was a 30. We'll still take one with them. Be back here in 30 on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Liniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Out of the timeout, Shattern went down the floor, got it deflected twice, but managed to throw it out of play off of... Thought I saw it was Douglas, but no, your state's off Shattern. So it's Douglas ball, 31-5, 7:18 to go. and a whistle. The officials are having a major disagreement right now. Pete Moreno said it was shattering ball. Now the officials are having a heated discussion amongst each other right here. I've never seen this happen before. There's a lot of confusion going on. Wow. I can't say I've ever seen that before. Wow. Now, Pete Moreno is a state title level referee. Seen him down there before. Threw the ball back to the Cardinals. Alcorn with a floater inside the paint. Missed it. Rebound by Ritterbush. Threw it outside to Calkins. On the offensive rebound, Olsen getting with Meyer in there with a trap. And it will be Douglas basketball on the tie-up. 7:04 to go in the first half. 31-5. Douglas. So Brooklyn, Hoffman, Bo Barons check in for the Cardinals, along with J.C. Terman. Skip pass comes in the near side. Meyer in the corner gets a screen by Starkey. Meyer rolls the basket, left side lay-in is good. Already 3-5 and another turnover by the Cardinals. Meyer with a head of steam. Jump stop left side good on the layup. Averages nearly 14 a game, is up to double figures along with Olsen. Dixon breaks the press. Terman on the left side. Pass it to the middle where Brooklyn Hoffman's standing. Gets it over to Terman. Extra pass Barons. Now Hoffman. 15 on the shot clock and a reach-in foul is going to be popped. Gins, Bailey Wright picks up her second of the game. So Shattern will get a fresh 35 on the shot clock, down by 30. That's 6:21 to go in the first half. Hoffman off the inbound, misses the shot off the backboard. Rebound corralled by Kendry Parker. Pass to Olsen, right side, sends it high off the glass and in. 37-5. And they travel on Ritterbush. Travel. 6:05 to go in the first half. Pass goes over the head of Barker. It's picked off by Brooklyn Hoffman. He tried to get it down to Barons on the right block. Stolen away by Starkey. Meyer, no look, passes it to Olsen. She's running out of bounds. Olsen missed her second shot of the night. Stolen away by Hoffman, throws it over to Terman. Terman will walk across the timeline and travel with it as she tried to complete a jump stop. It'll be Douglas basketball, 5:40 to go, up by 32. Bring it across the timeline now. Olsen drives against Ritterbush, stops, pops, got it again. It'll be a fresh five coming in for the Cardinals on the next whistle, which happens just now. Meyer deflected out of play away from Hendrickson. We're going to see Alcorn, Grice, Watson, Calkins, and Ryland Berry come in for the first time this evening. 5:20 to go, 39-5, Douglas. Alcorn was trying to throw it down low, but it's picked up by Starkey. Meyer will slow it down. The left wing drives against Calkins. Outside coming, charge taken by Watson. Sophie Watson, only a sophomore on this program, is as tough as it gets. She came in tonight averaging 7 free throws per game, just took a charge right there. Alcorn gets it at the right wing. Takes one dribble, tried to throw it off, put a Starkey. Loose ball on the floor, goes out of bounds off Starkey. So stay with Shattern. 34-point gain, 39-5, 4:54 to go in the first half. Alcorn inbounds it to Calkins. Has Barry open, as you can see her. Gets around the trap. Drives to Alcorn. Calkins open, three ball. Ose enclosed out and fouled her on the shot. That's number three on Lauren Olson. It's a big foul right there. Shattern wants any chance of getting back in this game. Olson cannot be on the floor as Calkins drained the first free throw. Thriving Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust and Shattern at 308-430-0760. Fire Nice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season. All season, call the guys and know about a Remu today at 308-430-6722. Third free throw from Calkins was missed. Rebound by Watson, turned it over right away. Douglas got their shot blocked, going down low. Olson now inside the paint, stops, extra pass, Starkey, right side lay-in, got it. 41-7, Douglas with the lead. And another rip away at the half-court line. Alcorn tipped the transition, skip pass. Pass goes down low, look for Watson from Grice. It's deflected out of play. Ball stay with Shattern, 41-7, 4:14 to go in the first half. Alcorn with a risky pass over to Barry, takes the deep two and banks it home. And Watson swats. Right, but a foul is called. Oh my goodness, Watson came out of nowhere and tried to swat it away. Got charged with the foul. So now Wright will go to the free throw line for two. Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, or the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Wright made the first of two. Rattles the second one in and out. Tie up on the rebound. It'll be Shattern basketball. Scores 42-9. Douglas over Shattern. Calkins gets trapped at the midcourt line. Alcorn drives baseline. Bounce pass left side. Watson picks it up. Underneath. Fires off the shot. Missed it. Starkey with the rebound. That's the Parker. Now Meyer. Extra pass. Olson gets swatted from behind by Alcorn, but a foul is called. That's Alcorn's second foul. Team's second of the quarter. Now the free throw line for two is Olson. Rattles the first one down. Up to 16 points in this game as Reese Ritterbush checks in for the Cardinals. 43-9. Second free throw here as well. Douglas 7-8 from the free throw line. 44-9 and a turnover at the midcourt line. Olson crosses through, lane, no good. Meyer with the rebound. One dribble, Calkins ties her up. We'll stay with Douglas. J.C. Terman coming in for the Cardinals. For Grice. Meyer now, Olson high arcing three, it was wide right. Had a little bit of a tail on it, but right underneath Starkey, went up against Herman, sends it off the glass, missed it. Ritterbush fights for the rebound. Olson looks gassed. Calkins will drive it right into Olson, take a body check, throws it left side. Herman, Barry, Ritterbush, three ball right wing, gets wide left, and a tie up on the rebound. Barry was involved. He'll stay with Shattern with a fresh 35. 3 minutes to go in this first half.
A lot of three players coming in. Bird, Douglas. We got Ewing. Macy Engel. And Andrea Lipe. Shattering fine for the ball. On the inbound. Tipped around a few times. Barry throws it to Terman. Now Watson at the right block. Starkey sees the avenue and picks it off. Now Engel will slow it down at the right wing. Lepe, Olsen, three ball, in and out. Rebound picked up by Barry. Dawkins will run across the timeline, bring it out to the right wing. She's left open, she could take it, in line, strong. Rebound tipped around and picked up by Ewing, who will hand it off over to Olsen. Olsen hesitates, drives to the basket, good look, left side, got it to go. Olsen now up to 19 points. Second chance for Watson. That's good. First shot was missed. Second one was good. Olsen now up to 2,400 career points after that last bucket. It's an incredible number. Best player the state of Wyoming has ever seen, girls or boys. Still got a few more games left to add to those numbers before she heads off to Laramie. She's inside the paint, missed the shot. Rebound picked up by Barry. Shattern trying to get up the floor to Ritterbush. Picked off by Ewing. Right side drive, missed the shot. Rebounded by the Cardinals, 46-11. And Calkins gets poked away from her. Ewing will take a deep two. Rattles off the 10. Rebounded by Barry. And they reach in on Engel. That's number four on Douglas as Tavea Saloon. Callie Hendrickson and Jove Grice all check in. And checking in for Douglas is Kendry Parker. 46-11, 75 seconds to go in the first half. Hendrickson bounce pass down low to Grice, missed it. Might have been deflected a little bit as Jaden Meyer brings it across the timeline. Lepe with the ball at the logo. 1 minute to go in the half, 46-11. Up top with it, thought about taking a three as Parker drives the basket instead. Left side lane is good. Hendrickson will meet up with a 2-2-1 trap at the midcourt line. Terman has to deal with it now at the right wing and draws the foul on Douglas. It'll be two free throws upcoming for the Cardinals. Down by 37. That was on Lepe, her first. Team's fifth. Now Terman will go to the line for two. Brooklyn Hoffman will check in here in a moment. First free throw for Terman, rattles in. Ritterbush will take a breather. 48-12. Second free throw. It's long. Rebounded by Douglas. They'll bring it across the timeline. Got away by Hendrickson. Nancy Loon bounces it. Oh, that was over and back. Official didn't see it. Hendrickson gets trapped at the main court line. Ripped away from her by Ewing. 15 on the clock. Bounce pass. Right side lay-in is down by Engel. 50-12. Hendrickson throws it to Terman. Down low, look for Hoffman. Out of her reach. Douglas ball, 2.8 to go. Engel gets it, steps, fires it off at the buzzer, and it's short, and that'll do it for the first half. 50-12, the Douglas Bearcats lead the Shattering Cardinals. After 16 minutes, the second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Lindiger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Lindiger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Shatter Insurance Halftime Show coming up next right here on AM 610 KCSR and Shatterad.com.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Birdcage. We're live here on the Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs halftime show. Douglas Bearcats lead the Shadron Cardinals 50-12. It was 27-5 at the end of the first quarter. Douglas stretched it out. 50-12 at the end of the second quarter. Lauren Olson leads all scorers with 19 points. Currently in her career, she has 2,400. All scorers for Douglas in that first half include Jaden Meyer with 10, Kendra Parker along with Bailey Wright with 6, Mason Engel with 5, Kale Starkey with 4 for the Bearcats. Shattering Cardinals, they are led in scoring at the end of the first half by Gracie Calkins with 4. Sophie Watson has 3, Jesse Alcorn and Rylan Barrett each with 2, and J.C. Turman has a free throw. He knew it was going to be a very, very uphill battle night against the Douglas Bearcats, and they're proving why. They are considered the top team in the state of Wyoming this year. Max Preps is the reference to that, and they are proving it. Cassie Johnson, the head coach of the Douglas Bearcats, getting the upper hand against her older sister in the first half of this game. Let's go ahead and take a break, come back and take a look around the area and see what's going on with other scores and news. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
Oh, welcome back to the Shattered Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime show, 15-12 is the score here at the Birdcage. The Douglas Bearcats leading the Shattered Cardinals at the break. Let's go ahead and look at some scores from across the region and across state Nebraska to see what games are able to get in, because there's a big one I want to talk about, and that's one that I've actually called before. Back in the last spring, I got to call the Bass B State Championship game, and boys, between the Norris Titans and the Omaha Skyhawks, it looks like they are going to get it in tonight. It is a girls-boys doubleheader. I believe that Scott is where the game is at. Do not see a cancellation notice on it. Late in the fourth quarter, Omaha Scott Catholic is leading Norris in girls 53-44 in a top five matchup in Class B. Boys are to follow. Look at some see who's playing out here in the panhandle. Tonight looks like Crawford got a forfeit win over Banner County in girls. See if they're playing in boys as well. I am using the score feed app. Everybody can use as well. Looks like boys are yet to start. Garden County is playing Hyannis. And it looks like Hay Springs, Sioux County might be off tonight as well. A lot of games being postponed across state Nebraska tonight due to weather along and south of Interstate 80 tonight is seeing big time snow. So, games out here in the Panhandle, this is one of the few games out here in the Panhandle tonight. We'll go ahead and take another break. Second half coming up next on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shatter Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shatter Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens. The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Welcome back to the Shattered Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs halftime show. 50-12 is the score. We're getting set to go between the second half to go between Shattered and Douglas. Douglas boys have been doing some warm-ups. They have been dunking, which I don't believe we'll see a technical foul issued in that game since it was before the boys' warm-ups are official. And they did clear the court of the Douglas boys. We're about to get the second half underway. This third quarter is going to be sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experience legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. 50-12 is the score. Douglas meeting Shattering. Let's take a look at the Shenlock keys of the game from the first half. Try to shut down Olsen while she has 19 points now on the night. Douglas leans 50-12. Just got a text. Sounds like Kelsey Scott's pretty happy right now with how the team's playing. They got 12, which is not their season low. Their season low of 11 came in the first game of the season versus Sydney Red Raiders back in the first week of December. Looks like Shattern's going to come out with their five starters. So will Douglas. So that'll be for Shattern. Gracie Compkins, Reese Rudabush, Sophie Watson, Jove Grice, and Jesse Alcorn. On the flip side for Douglas, be Bailey White, Kale Starkey, Lauren Olson, Jaden Meyer, and Kendry
Parker, thank you for joining us here tonight. Only one more home game after tonight. Friday afternoon, girls' sub-districts brackets will be released on Thursday, but today is the last day for games in terms of how the power points will be calculated. Shattern looking like to be 5 seed in the Class C-1-5 region, which will be Class C-1-10 sub-district. Most likely held in Bridgeport. Douglas with the ball going left to right. Driving middle, kicking it out. Three ball is in line. It's short, though, by Bright. Thrown back in play by Meyer. Beg your pardon, that was Parker. And a held ball is going to be called on the far corner. So it'll be Shattern basketball. 30 on the shot clock, 7:35 to go in this third quarter. 50-12. Alcorn now back to Calkins. Extended 2-3 zone. Douglas has been playing this all game. Entry pass, Grice, right side, shot blocked. Watson fights for the rebound. Shot clock down to 9. Calkins picks it up, throws it down to Grice. 5 on the shot clock. Gets trapped, ripped away by Parker. So hand it off over to Olsen. Wright took a spill right in front of me, but Olsen will walk it across the timeline. Pass left side. Meyer traveled with it first. So it'll be Shattern basketball. 6:55 to go in the third quarter. 50-12 is our score. Pass comes to left side. Alcorn spins baseline, in trouble. Rittebusch extra pass. Calkins will fire the three. It's off the front of the rim. And a foul on the rebound. It'll go the other way. It's on Grice for a second. Team's first of the quarter. Meyer has it at the left wing. Olsen trying to get open in the far corner. She does get the pass off a chest pass. Skip near side. Right. Steps into the three. Rattles in and out. Second chance. Putback is good by Starkey. Now 40-point game. We have entered running clock territory in the third quarter. Bounce pass to Watson. Left short block jumper. No good. Alcorn with a rebound. Throws it back in and they reach in against Douglas. Got a 40-point game, so clock is now ticking. Shot clock turned off. Calkins will throw it in to Alcorn near side. Calkins gets it back. Two steps now. Alcorn top of the key. Rittebusch right side. Fumbles the reception. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Douglas basketball. .38 to go in the quarter, 52-12. Pass up top, Wright has it. Goes down low. From the left, short block is Parker. Now up top, Meyer. Step through, underhand layup, no good. Rebound tip to Calkins. Guy in the back dribble, splits through the defense, stops, fires the shot, short. Rittebusch has it. No shot clock right now. As Calkins fires the shot. Missed it, and it hits the top of, well, hits the rope holding the backboard up. It's out of bounds, Douglas basketball. Left side pass, Meyer. Gets a screen from Starkey. Near side with it is Wright. And the back pass to Olsen, who gets a little bit of steam at the free throw line. Now up top to Parker. Three ball come. No, she passes on it down low. Underneath, step through, lay in. No good. Rebounded by Grice. And Calkins gets it poked away from her. They'll stay with Shattern. 4:20 to go in counting in this third quarter. Scooter's Coffee, for a limited time only, the Red Velvet Cake Bite is back. This perfectly sized treat packs all the indulgence of classic Red Velvet Cake into a bite-sized delight. They mix their cake with real cream cheese frosting to create an amazing bliss. All super moist cocoa-infused decadence. Then they did dip it in luscious white chocolate and covered it with sprinkles. Big taste, small size, no guilt. Olsen, three ball after the miss from Shatterin. No good. So, right with the put back. No good as well. Picked up by Alcorn. He'll turn and go up the floor right to left. 50-12. Ritterbush from the right block. Missed the shot. Rebound grabbed by Olsen. Olsen will swing it over the corner. Meyer with the three ball. Switched it home. Jaden Meyer with their first made three of the game. Makes it a 42-point game, a 43-point game. Hawkins gets it poked away from her, hits the bench. And we'll see three subs coming in for Douglas. Macy Engel, Andrea Lepe, and Leah Ewing. Pass comes in a little long. Terman picks it up at the midcourt line. It's tapped away from her. Gained her dribble now. Cockins will slow it down. Man-to-man defense from Douglas with 2:30 to go in the third. Cockins loses her dribble, throws it near side. Went off the fingertip of Olsen, who is wondering what was going on. So it'll be Shattering basketball, 2:15 to go in the third. Skip pass, far side, Terman, right block. Got fouled. It looked like Curtin E kind of gave out. It was because there was a foul. That was on Meyer, who picks up her third, team second of the quarter. And a three is made by Hendrickson. Off the inbound, it's on the right side, makes it 55-15. Olsen with a screen, Lepe will fire the three. Nearly wedges it, Olsen with the putback, missed it. Good defense by Ritterbush, getting a hand on the shot. Hawkins will bring it across the timeline. It's to Alcorn, right elbow now. Hendrickson over the far corner. This is the head fake, drives right block, floater, missed. Backside rebound grabbed by Ritterbush, who brings it over to Alcorn. Bounce pass up to Cockins, extra pass, Terman, near side. The wing, Alcorn gets reached in on. As we'll see, Brooklyn Hoffman and Bo Barons check in for the Cardinals. 1 minute to go in the third quarter, 55-15. Douglas with the lead. Had a running quarter, clock since the first couple minutes of the quarter. Hendrickson has it at the right wing. Barons inside the paint. Backboard is there and used and good with a shot. 38-point game, I beg your pardon. Meyer uses the head fake at the left wing. Step through, fouled on the shot. There we go on the free throw line. Clock is ticking, under 30 seconds to go. This will probably do it for the third quarter. That is on Barons, her first, team second, 55-17. Meyer will go to the free throw line for two shots. To where the clock is at, this will probably do it for the quarter. First one is missed. Seven on the clock. Meyer would be smart to just let the clock roll. We'll fire it as a buzzer beater and swish it. It's the first buzzer beater I've ever seen on a free throw. That'll do it for the third quarter. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter up next here on KCSR.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. We'll have a running clock situation this entire fourth quarter with the Douglas Bearcats up 56-17. And around the first possession, Kendry Parker turns around and makes it from the right side. Douglas still with all their starters out there. 58-17 is the score. Bounce pass near side, Turbin. Deep two, might have been a three, missed it. Rebound on the backside by Jane Meyer. Now Lauren Olson will fire the three and can it. And a trap over in the corner. We're going to have a timeout taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, liniments, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Full timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with them. Be back in 30 on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
The Douglas Bearcats lead the Chadron Cardinals. 7:06 to go in this Best Western West Hills Inn fourth quarter. It's been all Douglas since about 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 2-2. Midway through the first quarter, it's been all Douglas since. Estevez Lunas checked in for the Cardinals. Got no starters out there for Chadron right now. Kelly Hendrickson gets trapped in the midcourt line. Finds St. Lunas. She'll get trapped, throw it off the foot of Kale Starkey. Chadron ball, 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Three ball, St. Lunas. Bricks off the back iron. Rebound picked up by Douglas. Olson will step through, force a lot of contact. A block called on Terman. So it'll be two free throws upcoming for Olson. KCSR's coverage of Chadron High School Sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Chadron Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, Chadron Lumber, Heritage Seed, Morford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Olson went 2-for-2 from the free throw line, brings it up to 63-17. Terman has it. Barons turns around, shoots it, missed it, put back. Is no good as well. Rebound picked up by Bailey Wright. Wright drives right side, forces a foul on Barons and will be going the free throw line for two. So now it'll be Wright for two. First free throw is here.
Barry checking in.
Ryland Berry will come in for Chadron. Go to the benches, Bo Barons. Second free throw for Wright. It's here as well. 65-17.
A strip at the midcourt line. Olsen goes to the right side. Lay in. Count it. Makes it 67-17. Pass to the middle. Hoffman at the free throw line. Turns it over. Olsen will walk it across timeline. Underneath. First shot missed. Push back outside. Starkey will step through. Hart with the right hand. Third chance from right is good. And we'll have a quick timeout taken by Douglas. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 4:08 to go in this third quarter. We'll keep it here as it's a 30-second timeout. 69-17 is our tally. Coming up on the 5th-7 postgame show, no excuses, just results, open 7 days a week. Recap this game and turn around and get ready to go for the boys' side of things. Today is the final day of wildcard points for sub-district play. Shadow will be in the C-110 sub-district. We played most likely in Bridgeport. Bridgeport will be the one seed, but the first round, Bridgeport and Ogallala are looking to have byes in the tournament. So we'll see where the first round will be played. They'll be playing most likely Hershey. Outside shot, it's Chase County. But Hershey or Chase County, a new opponent for the Cardinals in the first round of the tournament. We begin on Monday. We do know we're going to be playing on Monday. We do know we'll be playing either Hershey or Chase County, but where and what time is the question. Left side with it is Sophie Watson. Shattern has gone out with three over the four starters. Calkins at the top. Now Alcorn right wing. Screen from Grice. Bounce pass into Grice. Underneath. Lays it up. Gets fouled. Inside the Arrow Building Center. Paint. And we go on the free throw line looking for her first 2 points of the game. Grice is coming off a 9-point effort. Back on Saturday against Valentine. First free throw. Rattles the 10 and out. Just absolutely nothing has been going Shattern's way all night. Did have some new players come in for Douglas. We'll get to those here in a second as Grice at the free throw line. Missed the second one as well. She gets her own rebound. Throws it over the top to Alcorn, who has to go off kilter to catch it. Hawkins will slow it down. So we'll get to who's on the floor for Douglas. As Watson drives inside, right hand shot missed. Fight for the ball on the rebound. It is tied up. Stay with Shattern. Maddie Engel is new to the game. We must see a number 22 out there. We'll get who that is. Pass rolls into Calkins at the right block. Watson. Yes, that's the number 22 for Douglas. That is Kendra Ewing. Tavia Saloon at the right side. Throws it down low. Gets it back. Steps outside the arc. Watson rolled to the basket. It's tipped away. Near side with it. There's Leah Ewing. We'll see Sarah Smith checking in here on the next whistle for Douglas and another player. Macy Engel drives baseline, gets the arm extended. Taking the charge is Gracie Calkins. 90 seconds to go. And Samantha Yost checking in as well for the Bearcats. 90 seconds to go. 69-17 is the score. Calkins drives left side, picks up a dribble, throws it out to Alcorn. Calkins with it, three ball short. Rebounded by Maddie Engel. We'll throw it up to her sister Kennedy, left side, making the shot. It is Smith. 71-17, minute to go. Saloon gets stripped away from her. Now Yost will send over to the right side. Saloon jumps in front of it. Sends it out of play. Under 1 minute to go.
coming up on the 5th-7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. We'll recap this game. Get you ready to go for Friday. That's coming up on the 5th-7 postgame show. Three ball taken by Yost. Near side corners, Grain. 74-17. Calkins at the right wing. 25 seconds to go. Seyloon left side. Dribbles inside, kicks it over to Grice. Uses the head fake, gets the free throw line. Alcorn, mid-range two, way strong. Rebound thrown up by Douglas down the floor. Stopping and getting it stripped from her. No, a travel is going to be called on Douglas. 10 seconds to go. This will do it. 74-17 is going to be the final score of the Douglas Bearcats. Take down the Shattern Cardinals. It was 2-2. A few minutes into the game, and Douglas went on a run for the rest of the way as Douglas moves to 17-1 on the season, and Shattern concludes the wildcard points section of the regular season with a 500 record. 11-11 Sydney coming to town Friday evening. This fourth quarter has been sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. 5th-7 postgame show coming up next on KCSR.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattern, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattern or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Your financial future is bright at the Shattern Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shattern Federal Credit Union. 126 East 3rd in Shattern, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. The Douglas Bearcats out of Wyoming take down the Shattern Cardinals 74-17. Game was 2-2 a couple minutes into the contest, and Douglas just went on a run, finished the quarter on a 25-3 run to make it 27-5 at the end of the first quarter. Halftime score was 50-12. Third quarter score was 56-17. And the final ended up being 74-17. Lord Olson led all scorers with 26 points. Jaden Meyer with 14. Bailey Wright with 10. On the flip side of things for the Shattern Cardinals, it was Kelly Hendrick, it was Tracy Calkins who led the Cardinals with 4. As the Cardinals move to 11-11 on the season, have Sydney coming to town on Friday. Final score 74-17 is the final. This has been the Fit 7 postgame show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. 15 minutes been put on the pregame clock, so when we come back, we'll get going. Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. You're tuning in to Cardinal Basketball on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern has a February Gherkin Windows and Doors special going on all month long. Through the 28th, you can spring into savings of 40% off Gherkin Windows and Doors. That's all of Gherkin Windows and Gherkin's quality doors 40% off during February. Gherkin Windows and Doors are made right here in Nebraska. Not only great looking windows and doors, but energy efficient to save you money year round. See Arrow Building Center this month and save 40% on Gherkin Windows and Doors. Arrow can even help you line up qualified installers. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Shadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Shadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Shadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadron Community Hospital.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. Boys, action's about to get started here between the Shattern Cardinals and the Douglas, Wyoming Bearcats. I'm Chase Thompson. Welcome to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence, and healthcare. We got the first matchup between these two schools in basketball. In about 16 years, they have seen each other in football recently, not since I've been back in the panhandle, where I graduated high school in 2015, but we're back with these two schools here in Shadron. The first meeting between Douglas and Shadron here in Shadron for boys basketball. Cardinals coming in 10-10 on the year, coming off of two straight losses between Hill City and Douglas. The Douglas Bearcats coming in with a 13-4 record, haven't lost since January the 11th. Let's go ahead and take our first break. Come back with more pregame. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation, it's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Welcome back to the Birdcage. We're live from Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. I'm Jay Stops here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Douglas Bearcats 13-4 on the season. They haven't lost since they got out of their multi-team event portion of their schedule. If you're not familiar with how Wyoming goes things in the month of December, most of these teams play in multi-team events. Douglas was a part of the Gillette Early Bird Classic, played in the Douglas Winter Classic before playing in the Rollins Winter Classic. In the state of Wyoming, you could play two games in a single day, and they took advantage of that in the first month, frequently playing two games in a day in that stretch in their multi-team events. That's where their five losses, I beg your pardon, 13-5 is their record where their five losses came from. They went in that stretch 6-5 in their multi-team event. Since then, they have gone undefeated since the 17th of January, started that run by defeating Buffalo, Wyoming, 73-51. All these schools will be Wyoming. They haven't played a team from outside of the state of Wyoming yet this season. Turned around to beat Newcastle on the back-to-back at home, 92-50. Visited Torrington, a common opponent for a lot of schools out here in the Panhandle, 64-49. And are currently coming off a win over Newcastle, 81-45, back on Friday. That game was in Newcastle, Wyoming. Douglas will return home after tonight to finish off the regular season. The regular season is slowly coming to the close here in the state of Nebraska, as well. Shattern has Sydney here in the home finale on Friday night before we go to Lakota Tech next week. We've got about 4.5 minutes to go in the pregame. Let's go ahead and take another break. You're tuning in to Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to the Birdcage as we have crossed the top of the 7 o'clock hour here on AM 610 KCSR, Shadron, Nebraska. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Let's get a look at the Shadron Lock Keys of the Game. Shadron Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access controls, keys, and more. For the Shadron Cardinals, you only got two home games left. This one's big. You follow behind Mitchell in the sub-district standings. Need to get this one to get an easier matchup for the sub-district tournament. Friday is the last game for the Cardinals in that run when they'll go up against Class C-110 rival, the Sydney Red Raiders. You need to get this one. Douglas will end up being a high in Division II, if not a Division I team in the power points. So a win tonight, you really help yourselves out. Still swings on some schools, put in some scores for the boys side of things so they can get the sub-district standings figured out. But a win tonight would really help seal the deal on landing as the 4-5 seed in the sub-district tournament. How you do that? Well, Thomas Smith, Brady Daniels. Those two need to have big nights, but the big key is Derek Bissonnette. When he's played well, the Shadron Cardinals have been unstoppable. That's your Shadron Lock key of the game. Shadron Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. We'll go ahead and take another break. Tip-off coming up next on KCSR.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Birdcage for second to final night of the regular season at home for the Shadron Cardinals as they get set to take on the Douglas Bearcats. Let's go ahead and dive into the starting lineups, which are sponsored by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Shadron. Douglas is going to come out with number 5, Denton Brown, a 5'8" senior, followed by number 10, Colton Peterson, a 6'6" junior. Number 13, Kane Kapp, a 6'3" sophomore. Number 15, Colin Roberts, a 6'2" junior. And number 34, Cash Tillard, a 5'10" senior. They are head coached by Chase Plum, assisted by Bill Pearson and Brent Moser. The Bearcats making their first appearance ever in Shadron tonight. take on the Cardinals. The Cardinals lead this series by a 3-0 margin. And the starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals is going to look like this. They're going to come out with the same starters as they have the past handful of games. That's going to be number 0, Thomas Smith, a senior, followed by number 2, Brady Daniels, a 6'2" senior. Thomas Smith, also a 6'2" senior. Number 20, Derek Bissonette, a 5'11" sophomore. My key of the game for the Shattern Cardinals winning tonight is him being big. Number 22, Talon Jonek, a 6'1" senior, and running out the starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals, he's listed as 6'1". He's not 6'1". He's 6'3". It's number 35, Tobin Landon. Here, head coach by Kyle Sanders, assisted tonight by Zane Hesting. Sam Richley is down to Alliance coaching the C team as they compete in the C team tournament to wrap up the season. Yes, we are that close. It is near. That's your Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, the place like home on 10th Street in Shattern. This tip-off we are about to witness is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like your neighbor, Trey Strothide. And State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Thank you for joining us tonight here for Shattern High School Basketball Tuesday night in a snowy Northwest Nebraska panhandle. This one could be a doozy. It'll be Jelinek and Peterson in the center circle. Douglas going right to left to begin this game. In the first half, Shattern left to right. Shattern in their home white uniforms, red numbers, black trim, Douglas. Gorgeous uniforms. I love the color scheme for Douglas. Blue uniforms, white numbers, red trim. White Douglas cross chest with red trim. Red shoulders with blue stripes. Driving middle, floater rattles in and out. Is Brown. Rebound picked up by Thomas Smith. Brady Daniels, who's been battling a groin injury the past game and a half, brings up the court. Smith, left side wing, three ball, no good. Rebound will go long out to him. Jelinek will dip it down to Daniels at the right block. Daniels with 18 points on Saturday. Had 16 back here at the Birdcage in our last game against Hill City. Jelinek gets the screen up top. Steps through. It's Daniels gets it stripped away from him. It is Cap with the steal. Brown will bring it across the timeline. Cross left. Man-to-man for Shattern. Left elbow jumper. Rattles in and out. Rebound picked up by the Cardinals. Cal Sanders telling him his team to slow down. That's going to the near side. Smith down low. Daniels, right block going to work, poked away from him. He's wanting a foul. He doesn't get one. Brown will walk it across the timeline. Crossover left, going up against Bissonette. That was Tillard who passed it over. Three ball missed. Back out. Brown will fire the three, miss wide left. Douglas 0 for 4 from the field to begin this game. Bissonette will fire the three and drains it. Derek Bissonette opens up the scoring. Make it 3-0 Cardinals. Thursday night here at the Birdcage, student section, all rocking their finest game wear. With it is Tillard at the right wing. 15 on the shot clock. Daniels pokes it away from Cap, and it goes into the Shattern bench. It'll be Shattern basketball. 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. 3-0. The Cardinals lead the Douglas Bearcats. Douglas with a gorgeous red, white, and blue color scheme. Can't go wrong with it. Jelinek has it the right wing. Bounce pass to Daniels. Head fake. Bissonette left side. Gets a screen from Landon. He rolls the left side. And a tie-up is going to be called. Stays with Shattern. When Tobin Landon gets the left side, you can make sure to count on the bucket going in. At that time, he got tied up. Ball will stay with Shattern. 20 on the shot clock. 5:41 to go in the quarter. 3-0 to the guards. And a whistle away from the play. Got a timing issue. Shot clock never started, nearly a game clock. Wish in these situations that they would just reset everything. So they're going to adjust the clock. Pete Marino will tell the timekeeper what we're going to put the clock at as Shattern gets set to inbound and along the near sideline. 14 on the shot clock. Game clock still says 5:40, so he took 6 seconds off the shot clock, but only one off the game clock. Daniels, top of the key, three, rattles in and out. And the rebound acrobatically picked up by Colton Peterson. Had to use the right hand to keep his balance. Brown gets it poked away from him. Now Roberts, free throw line J, is nothing but nylon. First points of the game for the Bearcats. Cardinals lead, 3-2. Kusnet would spin the bounce pass to Jelinek. Thomas Smith, left wing three, got it. Cardinals are 2-for-2 from behind the arc and lead by 4, 6-2 early in this one. Was play blown dead due to the net being caught up in the rim. Sweet looking shot Thomas Smith has. I know what I've heard, he might be taking that shot a lot more down the road. Three ball from the top of the key is missed. Good close up by Jelinek. Bissonnette with the rebound. Walk it across block line at the half court line. Half court. Smith looks for the step back. Gets it to Daniels. Top of the key. Guarded closely by Tillard. In trouble. Jelinek at the free throw line. Give and go to Daniels. Throws it underneath. Landon. Shot blocked. Going up for the shot. But he got hit on the arm. And has earned himself a trip to the free throw line for two. Fouls on Kane Cap, his first, team's first. Now Tobin Landon will go to the free throw line for two. Landon, lefty, drains the first. Got number two, Tristan Wren. Coming in for the Bearcats. 7-2 Cardinals, 4:26 to go in this first quarter. Second free throw, nylon as well. Couple Landon. Goes 2-for-2 from the line, makes it 8-2 Cardinals, driving right to the basket. No one on the help side. Missing it though is Brown. And trying to get the rebound, but deflecting it out of play. It is Peterson, so it'll be Cardinal basketball. 4:15 to go, 8-2 is our score. Bissonnette will give a dribble handoff to Daniels. Now Smith, top of the key, and Smith traveled on the reception. Ball back to Douglas. Dean Nitch in Studio 308 specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Entry pass, Peterson bounces off Bissonnette, turns around, lay in, good. Colton Peterson was doing some rim popping during the halftime of the JV girls game here. They allow him to warm up in Wyoming, and you see usually a little bit of a blend of rules when you see these cross-state matchups. Jelinek with a jumper from the left side, missed it. Bissonnette tried to pick off the pass. Wren, three ball on the far corner. Rattles it in and out. Douglas is not getting any rolls in this first half. As Colton Peterson picks up his first. But the one rule you'll always see used in the state of Nebraska is the shot clock. Kane Cap checks in for Wren. A little bit of film I watched on Douglas earlier today. They will not go too deep in the bench. May not see many players on either side. Unless we see some foul trouble. Thomas Smith has it right side. Landon trying to set up Smith in the corner. He's going to be guarded closely, though, as he gets over there. Daniels gets a screen from Jelinek. Step back. Smith underneath. Takes a hit from behind. No foul called, and he missed the layup. Bounce pass. Far side. Wren throws it up top to Roberts. Back out to Wren. Flat shot, but in. It was a three ball for Wren. Back to a one-point game. And that's been stroked all night. Three made threes already between the two sides. Jelinek has it. Gets it to Daniels. Roberts guarding Daniels. Daniels gets it poked away from him. Looks to Landon at the right block. Lay-in is good. Phil Landon so good inside the Earl Building Center paint. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Head fake for Roberts, back out to Wren. Inside the paint, shot rattles in. Landon with the last minute jump in front of him. Didn't force the shot off enough. We got a really good crowd here tonight. I haven't taken time to pay attention and appreciate it, but the Cardinal fans have shown up. We've even seen some CSC basketball players show up now. Daniels, mid-range J, that's long. Rebounded by Douglas. Pass near side, three ball. Cap, miss wide left. Offensive rebound, and a foul is going to be called on Jelinek on the rebound. That's his first, team's first. Jelinek struggled with foul trouble big time last weekend in the games between Valentine and Hill City. I know one of the CSC players that is here is Darius Miles. I can't tell who the other one is. I believe this is the RMAC player of the week. As the three ball is missed on the inbound by Roberts. One-handed pass down to Jelinek. He fumbled the catch. He played offensive and defensive line. Absolutely a monster at defensive end in football. Couldn't catch that one. It'll be Douglas ball. 1 point game, 10-9. Dribble handoff to Roberts. Kicks it over to the far side. Right wing with it is Tillard. Now to Roberts. Drives baseline. Three ball for the lead is missed by Tillard. And this net gets reached in on by Tillard. On a rebound. Oh, no, we're going to give that one to Roberts. I beg your pardon. As Creighton Ryan comes in, I believe he's going to get Jelinek. He will. Buck 15 to go in the first quarter. 10-9. The Shattered Cardinals lead in the Douglas Bearcats. Daniels will walking across the timeline. Jumped behind the back. Lost it, but regained control. Still in plus territory. Ryan missed some time with a knee injury. Turned last weekend. Gets it over to Daniels. Landon thought about it from the left corner. It's the Bissonnette. 10 on the shot clock. Bissonnette drives inside the paint. Gets his shot swatted from him by Peterson. Offensive rebound by Smith. Goal drives basket, gets fouled. And we go on the free throw line for two. It's on Roberts, who picks up number two. Team's fourth of the quarter. Now Thomas Smith goes to the line. First free throw, short. Shattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown Shattern. And Thriving Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern, 308-430-0760. Smith goes 1-for-2, makes it a two-point game. Up in the air, sends it to the right side. Tillage with a three, miss wide right. Offensive rebound, put back up, and short. By Peterson, loose ball underneath. Thomas Smith's the one who goes to the deck and enforces a tie-up. Thomas Smith saw the floor on ball on the hardwood, I beg your pardon, dove on it to force the tie-up. It'll stay with Douglas, but he gives Shattern the ball at the end of the first quarter unless we see another tie-up. Tillard will inbound it to the right side. Missing the shot is Wren. Multiple players on the deck again. Are we going to see another tie-up? It's still loose. Ball's still loose. Bissonnette with the pickup, and he gets fouled. That's number five on Douglas. Derek Bissonnette, turn around. You get to walk 80 feet toward the free throw line for two. Wow. That ball was never possessed by either side. There was an absolute kerfuffle taking place on the floor for the ball. Shattern picked it up. Bissonnette didn't. He got reached in on. He's earned himself a trip to the free throw line. Drains the first. Tobin Russell will give Crane Ryan a break. 12-9. This to make it a two-possession game. with 13 seconds on the clock. And Bissonnette goes 2 for 2, has 5 points in the first quarter, and the Cardinals lead by 4. Brown, left side, dribble handoff, Tillard gets to the right side. Wren will fire the 3 off the back 10, picked up by Bissonnette, and that'll do it for the first quarter. The Shattering Cardinals lead the Douglas Bearcats 13-9 after the first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next on KCSR.
This is Clayton Reeson, Nebraska Bank Branch Manager. Our team at Nebraska Bank takes pride in providing our customers with professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each customer, review your situation and your goals to determine the best route to financial success. Here in Shattern and from the 9 statewide locations, our experienced team is ready to serve you as your professional, personal, and financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau Agent Brian Liniger. Shattern Cardinals lead the Douglas Bearcats 13-9 after the first quarter. Douglas is coming out in an extended 2-3. Looks like a 1-3-1. Shattern struggled against this defense all season. Cardinals have Brady Daniels, Tobin Landon, Thomas Smith, Derek Bissonnette, and Talon Jelinek out there. Shot clock down to 26. We're 10 seconds to go into this quarter. Here, side pass to Daniels, swings it far corner. Thomas Smith in the Thomas Smith corner, rattles it halfway in and out. Rebound picked up by Brown. Goes to the left side, stops. Good help side defense by Thomas Smith, but Brown gets it to go down with a kiss off the left side backboard. 2-point game, 13-11. It shows 1-3-1, but it's a straight 2-3 extended. This is so hard to read and so hard to play with against. Pass goes inside to Landon, swings it outside to Bissonnette. Floater with the right hand, rattles in and out. We knew it. Can get the rebound. Peterson does, though. He'll hand it off over to Brown. Drives inside, swing pass, near side, 3, missed. Second chance, putback is good by Peterson. And he got harmed as well. That's on Bissonnette, his first, team's first. Now Colton Peterson, I beg your pardon, to take the lead with the main free throw. Rattles it in and out. Shattern catches a break right there. 13-13, 6:50 to go. Set it before tip-off. This one could be good. Daniels, right side layup, got it. Used the Hezzy move at the right wing. Got a step, went right to the basket, didn't show any signs of injury. Got the lay-in to go. Outside in the corner is Brown. Right short corner jumper over Bissonnette is pure. That was sweet. That's our third tie of the game already. One lead change, 3 ties. Smith bounces it to Daniels, who goes to work at the right block. Douglas back in a man-to-man. And a foul. No, a travel is going to be called. Colin Roberts nearly fouled Bissonnette, but Bissonnette moved the pivot foot before he got hit. Douglas, basketball 15 apiece, 6 minutes to go in the quarter. Tillard has it. That's Cash Tillard. Bounced it to Roberts, and Roberts drives baseline, steps on it. Shattern basketball. Or no, they're going to call a push-off. That's number 3 on Roberts, I believe. That's quickly to the scores table. It was Karsten Moore. 15 all, 5:40 to go. In the second quarter, neither side has burned a timeout yet. Daniels at the free throw line. Goes left elbow, drives inside, missing that underneath the basket, swings out, extra pass, Thomas Smith, three ball strong. Rebound corralled by Peterson. I like the passing tonight. It's been that way all season long. Free throw line, Jay, popped by Brown, popped in. He has 6 points all in the quarter. He has all six. Bigger part, he has six of the eight. For the Bearcats, they have their first lead since early in this game. Daniels gets blocked underneath. Jelinek tips it. Daniels has to fall back toward the padding. Three on two. Head fake. Moore picks it up. Good response by the Cardinals. Get back on defense in transition. Brown goes to work over Daniels. Fadeaway jumper is missed. And a timeout's going to be taken quickly by Kyle Sanders. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch and buttery, including hats, linen jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Go ahead and take a break. Be back in 30 here on KCSR.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger in Chadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Douglas Bearcats lead the Chadron Cardinals 17-15, 4:47 to go in this. Farm Bureau agent Brian Leniger, second corner. Chadron will bring the ball up the floor, going left to right in their home white uniforms. Red numbers, red Cardinals across chest. Douglas in their road, blue uniforms with white Douglas, white numbers, red trim. Daniels has it the right wing, gets screened from Bissonnette. Bissonnette will fade on the screen. Daniels drives to the basket, gets fouled, has dug for one and gets one. Fouls on Christian Moore, his first. Daniels take the lead. Earns it. Cardinals back with the lead. That's our third lead change, fourth tie of the game already. Peterson going to work, begins landing at the left block. Double team coming. Pass up top. Extra pass. Goes to the hands of Gabe Gap in that student section, man. It's loud tonight. 4:12 to go in the second quarter. Jelinek with it, right wing. Waits for Daniels to cut up top. He'll hand it off. Daniels going to work. Pass it down low to Smith. Out of his reach. Man, Smith could have gone skywalking. That would have been a really great play to rip down the rim. It is Douglas ball. Left side with it is Brown. Hands it off. Two more. Skipped over to the far corner. 1 point game, 18-17 Cardinals. Drive inside, floater is short by Cap. Smith will look up, send it to Smith. Oh, he thought about taking a three from the near side. Corner, landed inside the paint. One bounce, Smith, baseline drive, stop at the right block, landed. Will pop the three, it's wide right. Rebounds a little long for Bissonnette to grab its ground. He goes toward the basket, step through, Jelinek! Goes up and swats it away! Bissonnette gets through the defense, poked away from him. Off of Peterson. Oh, well, stay with the Cardinals. Talon Jelinek will go to the break and get serenaded by the loud Cardinal fans for that block shot. Bissonnette will inbound it. Looks left, trying to get it to Daniels. He gets it left block, gets fouled. Went up for the shot. He's earned himself a trip to the free throw line for two free throws.
Wren picks up his first, team's third of the quarter. Now Brady Daniels will go to the free throw line for two. First one rattles in and down. Fire Nice Mechanical, your Eam Pro partner in Shattern, making your home and business feel like the perfect season, all season. Call the guys that know about a Eam unit today at 308-432-6722. Daniels goes 2 for 2 from the line. Outside three ball, Ring missed it. Offensive rebound. Grabbed by Douglas. Moore has it up to the right, left wing, fumbles it. He's up with the ball. Ryan pokes it away from him. Brown now with it. Drives inside the paint. Loose ball. Bissonnette with the poke away. Ryan with the steal. He'll bring it across the logo. Daniels has it. Left open. Daniels can be deadly, and he drains the three. Brady Daniels gives the Cardinals the lead. 20-17. Drive, basket drive missed. 23-17, I beg your pardon, is the lead. Scribbles a little late. And a technical foul has been handed out to Chase Plum, and he just got wrong. Chase Plum just got wrong from this game. Whoa. So four free throws, the ball, and Douglas is going to need a new head coach tonight. I have not seen a coach get ran yet this year. Been a long time since that's happened. And they're still arguing over there. Wow. Wow. I did not see much of anything happening throughout this game. Between them. Of course, I don't pay attention to the coaches too much, but two quick technical fouls were issued to the Douglas coach, Chase Plum, and he has been ejected from this game. Brady Daniels at the free throw line has four attempts, makes the first, makes number two. ...25-17, Cardinals with their largest lead of the game so far. To make it a 10-point game if he drains all four of them. Already in the double figures. That's lucky number 13. This could make it a 10-point game. Got it. Brady Daniels has drained 8 free throws already in this game. He's 8 for 8 in the Cardinals with their largest lead of the game at 10 in a big must-win contest for the Cardinals. Chase Plum got the quick heave-ho from this one. Cardinals up by 10 with the ball. 2:19 to go in the first half. Also, that puts Cardinals in the bonus because that counts as two personal fouls on the team total. Pass left side. Thomas Smith drives inside, kicks it out to Landon. Step back, three ball. Oh my goodness. Tobin Landon hits the three. In this place, the roof has gone off. It was a tough weekend for the Cardinals, but man, how do you bounce back? Getting the lead like this against a really good team like Douglas. Three ball, rattles in and out off the backboard. Denton Brown missed the three. Cardinals up by 13, 1:45 to go. Braden Ryan with the dribble handoff to Derek Bissonnette. Loses control of it. Brady Daniels able to pick it off, and he gets tied up. So jump ball, Douglas basketball. Douglas will inbound it right in front of the coach. Derek Bissonnette. Slight move, standing there himself. So inbounding it will be Caden Kapp. Brown will bring across the timeline.
Entry pass down low to Peterson at the right block. Spins into a foul. Stay on the center floor with a buck 18 to go in this first half. 30-17, Cardinals lead. Talon Jelinek will check back in. That was on Thomas Smith, who picks up his first. Talon Jelinek will come back in. Cray and Ryan coming up on the Shatter Insurance Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime show. We'll recap this first half. Take a look at some scores across state in Nebraska. That's all coming up on the Shatter Insurance halftime show. Three ball for Cash Tiller. It is long. Daniels with the rebound. Smith, a cherry picking down low. Count a 90-foot pass for an assist from Brady Daniels to Thomas Smith, who kisses it off the right side backboard. 32-17. Turnaround, fadeaway jumper, missed by Brown. Rebound to Daniels. He's looking for the pass up the court. No one's streaking deep. Bissonnette has the left side. Gets bumped. No foul called on the steal. Kristen Wren gets swatted from behind by Jelinek, but a foul is called. Man, this place is juiced up for a Tuesday night. Wow. That's number two on Jelinek. Team's third. So Tristan Wren will go to the free throw line for two. Wow. These two schools, they don't meet up often. They don't see each other often. It's only a two-hour drive, but man, this place has a different kind of juice to it. First free throw for Wren was good. Brayden Ryan comes back in for Talon Jelinek, who sits with two fouls. Second free throw for Wren. Straddles the net. And good. 32-19. Cardinals lead 14 points. Pass comes on the near side. Smith will pop the corner. Three. Got it. What in the world is going on tonight? Drive left side, Brown in trouble, kicks it out to the corner, shot clock turned off. Wren will pop the top of the key, three, rattles the 10 and out, rebound picked up by Thomas Smith, and he gets reached in on 90 feet away from the basket. He'll take the stroll down like it's a Saturday walk in the park, and go shoot two free throws. That was on Wren, his second foul of the game, as Caden Kapp will check in. It'll be two free throws. Tillman Russell will come in here in a moment. Thomas Smith, Derek Bissonnette, the only two players on the Cardinals with a foul other than Jelinek, who's sitting with two. Smith on the line. He went one for two earlier. Rattles the first one home. Leaving the floor was Braxton Spence, who unfortunately did not even notice was on the floor. Smith rattles the second one out. Douglas Ball down by 17. 8 on the clock. Drives to the basket. Brown missed it. Missed now with a rebound. 3 on the clock. Daniel swings over to Smith. Fires it at the buzzer. Banks it home! Banks it home! The Cardinals could not miss in the first half, and Thomas Smith caps it off with the three from the 10-foot line of the volleyball court, and the Cardinals will take a 20-point lead into the half. Wow! Best half of basketball I've seen the Cardinals play all season. They may have scored more in a half, but through in and throughout, the best half of basketball the Cardinals have played all year. They take the lead by 20 into the half, up 39-19. This second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. We'll go ahead and take a break. Cheddar Insurance Halftime Show coming up next on KCSR.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wallstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at wallstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome to Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Halftime Show. All I can say right now is just, wow. That is a first half. I've seen Chadron score 50-plus multiple halves this season. That is through and in throughout the best half I've seen all season for the Chadron Cardinals as they lead the Douglas Bearcats out of Wyoming 39-19 at half. The Birdcage is alive tonight. The fans showing off big. The Cardinals lead by 20. They were only up by 4 at the end of the first quarter. 13-19 went off. I mean, went on in that second quarter. 26 points. Now, admittedly, they did get four from the free throw line when Brady Daniels stepped there after Coach Chase Plum for Douglas got rung. Picked up two quick technicals. I didn't see much chirping going on, but he was, and he got rung with two technicals in quick succession. Brady Daniels stepped to the free throw line where he is 8 of 8 so far for tonight in drain for what has been a magical performance for the Cardinals so far in this first half. Let's run through some scoring for you. Brady Daniels leads all scorers with 14. Thomas Smith had 13. Tobin Landon with 7. And Derek Bissonnette with 5. On the flip side of things, Tristan Wren has 7 points for the Bearcats. Denton Brown has 6. Tristan Wren has the only made 3-pointer for Bearcats in that first half. Chadron has made 6. Brady Daniels has 1 of those. Thomas Smith has 3. Derek Bissonnette has 1, and so does Tobin Landon. Cardinals really needed this one tonight. Power points haven't been working in their favor as of late, but it would be awesome for the Cardinals to be able to avoid Bridgeport in the first round. I think they can get Valentine. I do. I really do. I think they can get Valentine. They play like this, even though Valentine's 2-0 against the Cardinals this season. I think they can get Valentine, especially with a 4-hour drive for Valentine compared to a 3 for the Chadron Cardinals. We've got 4.5 minutes to go in the halftime. Let's go ahead and take a break. Come back for more. Tune in to Cardinal Basketball on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
Welcome back to the Shadron Insurance, insurance to fit your needs halftime show. Let's take a quick look at a couple scores before we jump into our final break. The score I'm pointing at is in Omaha right now, as the Class B number one and number two teams are playing at Omaha. Scott Catholic and the Skyhawks are leading Norris Titans 40-38 late in the third quarter. I mentioned that game because it is a rematch of one of the best games I've ever witnessed in person. That is the Class B boys title game last fall. No other teams around the panhandle really playing tonight, and starting to see some cancellations from the southern part of the state roll in. This has been the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Let's go ahead and take another break. Come back. Second half up next on KCSR.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shatter Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shatter Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shatter Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Shadron has a February Gherkin Windows and Doors special going on all month long. Through the 28th, you can spring into savings of 40% off Gherkin Windows and Doors. That's all of Gherkin Windows and Gherkin's quality doors 40% off during February. Gherkin Windows and Doors are made right here in Nebraska. Not only great-looking windows and doors, but energy efficient to save you money year-round. See Arrow Building Center this month and save 40% on Gherkin Windows and Doors. Arrow can even help you line up qualified installers. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
Shadron Cardinals lead the Douglas Bearcats 39-19 as we wrap up the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chase Thompson here with you on the Platte Valley Bank broadcast. Me with Platte Valley Bank. You belong here, member FDIC. So, 20-point game right now, and looking at the season and the schedule going forward. We only got 10 more quarters to enjoy the gem of the Birdcage, the absolute gem that this Birdcage is this season. It's been an incredible ride. We've seen, doing some math real quick, 16 games already. This is game number 18, actually. We're going to have 20 between girls and boys this season at the Birdcage. We only got 10 more quarters. Sit back and enjoy this. Enjoy the Birdcage. I want you to do something at home with me. Sit back and enjoy the rest of this game. We only got two more quarters to celebrate tonight. 20-point lead. The Cardinals with the ball. We are underway in the third quarter. Sit back and enjoy the ride. This second half should be fun. This third quarter is sponsored by Kreitzen Schaefer Law. Experiencing professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Can the Cardinals stay hot? This is the ultimate question mark. This Douglas team is good enough to come back at this game. Cardinals, though, have all the momentum. Ray Daniels has it left wing. Shot clock down to 15. Jelinek now landed. Bissonnette up top. Trying to roll Daniels off the screen. Bissonnette will spin with it, lose it. Thomas Smith drives baseline. Loose ball underneath. Shot clock down to 3. Landon sees it, fires it up at the shot clock, hits off the front of the rim. If he hit that, that probably would have sealed the deal. Douglas with the ball, stopping with it is Colin Roberts. He'll fire the three and drain it. Told you, Douglas is good enough. Lead cut down to 17. We'll pay attention to this as we roll on through the second half. Jonek with the dribble handoff to Daniels. Skip near side. Landon thought about it. Baseline drive. Throwing out to Smith. Landon, far side corner. Three. That's short. Gets his own rebound. Throws it back into Jelinek at the right block. Little look to me pass from Smith to Daniel Landon. He missed his shot short. Rebound to Douglas. Step back three ball. Is good. Benton Brown hits the three. Two straight threes for the Bearcats, and we're quickly down to a 14-point lead. Smith at the left wing. It's going to be about survival now for the Cardinals. Can you survive? They've been struggling in the second half this season. Especially when the first half's like that. Thomas Smith will say no to that, and he hits his fourth three of the game. Response, make it 42-25. Brown, dribble handoff, three ball. For Roberts, it's good, and Douglas is 3-for-3 behind the arc to begin this second half. Just in that stops, mid-range J, flat and short. Rebound picked up by Brown. Crossover, draws the left side, gets up in the air, missed the shot. Backside rebound, grab, lay-in, and the putback is good by Peterson. And the timeout's going to be taken by Shattern. Timeouts are sponsored by Doug Mars, You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, Letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Pete Moreno is saying that he called it late, full-length inbound upcoming along the baseline. Full timeout, 5:32 to go in this third quarter. Let's go ahead and take a break. Cardinals leading by 12.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Shadron.
The Cardinals led by 20 coming out of halftime break, and now only lead by 12. 18, I beg your pardon. I can't do math. That's why I'm a journalist. Lead by 18, 42-35, 32 to go. In this, oh, it's 12. My goodness. 42-30. We'll just say scores 42-30. Cardinals with the ball. Up by 12. Yes, it's 12. This net bubbles it. It's inexcusable turnover by the Cardinals. Ball to the Bearcats. 12-point game, 42-30. 5:27 to go in the third quarter. Douglas will inbound it. Going left to right. Blue uniforms, white numbers, red trim. White Douglas across the chest. Red shoulder stripes. Pass comes near side to Roberts, who's 2-for-2 from behind the arc in this second half. Brown will go one-on-one against Bissonnette. Gets the free throw line. Jumper short. Ball bounced out. Shot clock did not reset. Three ball is short. Rebound to Daniels. Bissonnette on the leak out. Lays it up and in. Daniels with the assist. 44-30. Brown up top. Pushes it outside. Where Cash Tiller is standing. Double handoff to Roberts. Facing up begins. Jelinek drives inside. Spins left. Lefty. But kiss. Off the glass and down. He's up to 10. That's 7 in the quarter. 44-32. So we give the dribble handoff to Daniels. Now Smith. Bounce pass. Oh, give it go. Brady Daniels with the sweet roll up the screen. Gets to the glass. Rolls it off with a kiss. Back to 14. Drive left side, Brown. Outside to Caden Kapp. Dumps it down low. Matthew Peterson in trouble. Throws it outside. Tillard at the right wing. Brown will fire the three. Good closeout by Bissonnette. Rattles the shot in and out. Rebound picked up by the Cardinals. Daniels, no look pass. Goes to the hands of Bissonnette. Douglas bringing up the floor. Down by 14, 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Drive left side. He broke through the defense. Jelinek swats. Colin Roberts gets his third foul. Called on him in the process. So Crane Ryan will quickly go to the scores table after and check in after this first free throw from Colin Roberts. Plus 12, American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Roberts drained the first, second one is short, offensive rebound, grab. Kicked outside to Brown, Roberts will fire the three, missed it wide right, but Daniels got into the landing zone. It'll be three more free throws upcoming for Roberts. That's the right call. Not going to argue that one. You can actually get away kind of with a little bit of a nudge up high, but you go after the feet, even with the touch, and yeah. And I believe Colin Peterson's going to get checked for some blood. They don't, with it being three, I don't think they're going to have to do anything. They're going to roll the clock, and I think they should let him start shooting free throws, at least the first one. Chicken Tobin landing for some blood. And Douglas is going to call a timeout. They still have all five of their timeouts remaining. So they're going to call a timeout, which is sponsored by Doug Barnes, who designed it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. 30-second timeout, 3:31 to go in this third quarter. Let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're tuning in to Cardinal Basketball on KCSR.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Back here at the Birdcage, Shadron Cardinals lead Douglas Bearcats 46-33, 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Scooter's Coffee, for a limited time only, the Red Velvet Cake Bite is back. The perfectly sized treat packs all the indulgence of classic red velvet cake to a bite-sized delight. They mix their cake with real cream cheese frosting to create an amazing bite of bliss. All super moist, coca-infused decadence. They then dip it in luscious white chocolate and cover it with sprinkles. Big taste, small size, and absolutely no guilt. So I just kind of from a game analytics standpoint, I like the call right there for the 30-second timeout. Tobin Landon's actually being checked for blood. They're going to bring in Tobin Russ. Most likely the blood jersey is coming. Zane Hesting went to grab it, so Tobin Landon will be wearing a new jersey. And with this being a blood timeout, Tobin Russ can be purely just a standing figure at the where he's at as Colin Roberts missed the first. So to remind you where we're at, three free throws for Colin Roberts. He drains number two. He's actually 2 for 3. Now make it 3 for 4 on this trip. 46-34 is the score. Wouldn't be bad to get Tobin landed a little bit of a blow right now, and he is. Thomas Smith, right wing three. Got it. ...52-35 Cardinals. See the scoreboard update here in a moment. They're checking it right now. Look the book. 3:10 to go in the third quarter. Down low to Peterson. Double team coming. Turns around. Misses it off the backboard. Rebound to the Cardinals. Man, this crowd's loud. I don't even have the crowd mic that loud right, tuned up that much right now. Ryan drives inside. In trouble. Russ, baseline drive. Step to Ryan. Extra pass, Bissonnette, Daniels. Bissonnette's open, pass gets tipped. Thomas Smith fighting for it. Grabbed by Brown, and Daniels reaches in from behind. That's number two on Daniels.
That's number three on the team in the quarter. Double Landon will come back in. I warn you, we will not see many players tonight. Cardinals have gone seven. So far, Douglas has only used seven. It's that time of the year. 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Pass goes left side, three ball. This is way long, air ball. He's going to know it, Caden Capp. Team-point lead for the Cardinals. Daniels dribbles it off his foot. Smith clears out. Daniels drives the basket. Doesn't get the foul call. Smith near side. Three ball. Oh, my goodness. Thomas Smith with his seventh made three of the game. Sixth, I beg your pardon. Makes it 52-35. Tie season high. Three ball miss from Douglas. Cardinal basketball up 52-35. 27-point lead for the Cardinals. Thomas Smith has a season high. Well, tie for the season high. This would be for the season high. Missed the three, though, with six. He made six of them. Stepping up top and drawing the foul. It is Denton Brown. That's on Daniels. Picks up lucky number three all in this quarter. See Talon Jelinek check in. We'll see who it's for. It's for Creighton Ryan. 97. No. It's for Ray Daniels. Seconds to go in this third quarter as we've crossed top of the hour here on Stereo AM 610 KCSR, Shadron, Nebraska, and streaming live on Shadrad.com. Cardinals up 52-35. With it, the left wing is Roberts, who fires three and swishes it. Colin Roberts himself has gone off. That's his third made three of the quarter, fourth in the quarter for the Bearcats. Thing is, the Cardinals have hung right with them on that. Sit they face guard Thomas Smith as Tobin Landon has it. Top of the key, now Bissonnette. Gets Jelinek on the roll. Here comes a screen from Tobin Landon, but Ryan will have it at the top. Crosses over, looking for some help. 10 on the shot clock, 1 minute to go in the quarter. Landon has it, clears out. Smith, pass down low to Jelinek. Extra pass, Thomas Smith, three on the shot clock. Bissonnette, shot fake, shot at the shot clock buzzer is no good. Jelinek fights for the rebound, gets in, throws it back in play. I'm going to say it's off Douglas. The Cardinal basketball, 48.3 in the quarter, 52-38. We're going to see Tristan Wren check in for the Bearcats. The crowd has stayed put for this one, and boy, has it been a doozy for those in attendance. Moreno just gave Creighton Ryan a break. He had possession of the front court, but was jumping into the back court. Shot clock did reset, by the way. Jelinek has it. Spins left. Goes to the baseline. Gets hip check. Douglas did have fouls to give, but that will turn off the shot clock. His first team's first of the third quarter. Gonna see Preston Moore check in for Denton Brown. And part of the move to get Brady Daniels out right there was to give him a little bit of a breather. With a minute to go in the third quarter. Bissonnette has to bail out to Ryan at the left wing. Picks up his dribble in trouble. Finds Landon at the left short block. Jelinek's left wide open. Love pump fake shot. Missed it, but got fouled. Talon Jelinek is as good as it gets. When you get inside the aerial building center paint, looking for a foul call. Instead of looking for a foul call, you're thinking, talking about aerial building center paint. And I think when you're looking for the right paint for your project, think your old building center. Jelinek gets his first point of the night. With the main free throw. Crane Ryan checks out. Tobin Russ comes in. Second free throw for Jelinek. Rattles in and out. 53-38, 15-point lead for the Cardinals. This game ain't over yet. Driving right side. Stop. Lay in. No good. Fight for the rebound. Thomas Smith with it. It's a 2-on-3. Smith smartly slows it down. Gets it out to Jelinek. Bissonnette with it. Thomas Smith's calling for it off the roll. Sets a screen for Bissonnette. Double clutch at the buzzer is no good. That'll do it for the third quarter. Sponsored by Bryson Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter up next on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Shattern Cardinals, a 53-38 as we begin this fourth quarter, sponsored by Best Western. Last hills in. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Pass inside for Douglas. They have the ball right now. Smith fouls. Colton Peterson going up for the shot. That's foul number two on Thomas Smith, and Colton Peterson will be on the line for two. That's number three on Smith, I beg your pardon. Thomas Smith, 22 points on six made threes tonight. First free throw goes down for Peterson. Let's do a quick game recap for you. Shattered Cardinals led 13-9 in the first quarter. Midway through the second, head coach for the Douglas Bearcats, Chase Plum, got run from the game on two technical fouls in quick succession. Brady Daniels hit all four of the free throws in that run. Just now with the turnover, it's his third of the half. And quickly spinning around and laying it in is Colin Roberts, down to an 11-point game. Chase Lamb got one from this game. Brady Daniels hit all four free throws in the roof when this building came off. Then at the expiration of the first half, Thomas Smith hit a three, walked right into it from the 10-foot line of the volleyball court. Cardinals led 39-19 at the end of the first half. Still have a sizable lead right now. We're a minute into the fourth. Brady Daniels has it in the right corner to the landing. Right block with the left hand. Good. Good landing quietly. Has 9 points for the Cardinals tonight. Back up to a 13-point lead. Drive inside. First shot missed. Second shot. Maybe it wasn't a shot from Brown, but Peterson with the lay-in. He's up to double figures. 55-44. 11-point game. Here at the Birdcage. Daniels with it. Facing a man-to-man defense. Screen right. Drives the basket. Shot block. Got it to Thomas Smith, who fumbled it. He got popped in the eye. He realizes the ball's loose on the floor and dives on it. A tie-up. Ball stays with Shattern. 12 on the shot clock, 6:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Shattern's going to lift some weights on this inbound as Brady Daniels will throw it up top. To Landon, it's a back screen. They're trying to get a three. Still running the play, actually. Bissonnette has it. Close up down low for Smith. He'll fade out to the 3-point line. 8 on the shot clock. Landon gets the screen. Gets a look at the basket. Fumbled it. Tried to throw it back in. Loose ball in the corner. It goes out of bounds. Off Shattern. Wouldn't have mattered anyway. Shot clock was about to expire. Shattern with another empty possession. Up by 11, 55-44. Got a long ways to go. I think Douglas has a run in him. Brown with the double handoff to Roberts. Three ball. Roberts. Swish. Bears up 20. Third made three of the fourth made three of the half. Down to eight. Jelinek tries to bounce it up top. Gets deflected out of play. Roberts. Send it out. It'll be Shadron. Ball up by eight. 55-47. Shadron's max lead in this game was 22 at one point. Daniels gets a screen for Jelinek. Swings over the corner. Thomas Smith in this corner. Rattles it in and out. This gym wants to go berserk. 55-47. Roberts kicks it out. Three ball. This can. By game cap. This first made three of the game. Timeout taken by Shatter. 5-point lead for the Cardinals. Full timeout for the Cardinals. 5:22 to go in this one. Douglas has exploded out of the gym to begin this fourth quarter. 12-2 scoring run. Makes the score 55-50. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Go ahead and take a break. Sit back and enjoy this one. We'll be back in 30 on KCSR.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and, of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Out of the full timeout, the Shadron Cardinals lead the Douglas Bearcats 55-50, 5:22 to go in the fourth quarter, which is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. Timeout situation, the Cardinals have two remaining. Douglas has 4:30 in all their fulls. Shadron has 8:30 and a 60 and a turnover off the inbound. Douglas can make it a one-score game. Second half has been a struggle for the Cardinals recently, including in their loss on Saturday to Valentine. It was a four-point game at half. Valentine took off in the second half. Art City wasn't so loving for the Cardinals on Saturday. Pass up top, three ball. Hits off the back 10. Fight for the rebound. Gets grabbed by Daniels. Tillard with the three. Daniels with the rebound. And Gaten Kapp with the foul, which is number one on Douglas in this fourth quarter. Foul situation for the Cardinals. Talon Jelinek, Brady Daniels each have three. Daniels will inbound it to Jelinek. Full court press. Man-to-man, they're going to back off. I'll see if Tiller fades away. No, he doesn't. Straight man-to-man, full court. Jelinek has it the right side. Gets it to Daniels. They are having two players guard Daniels, which means someone's open. Jelinek, now Smith. Loose ball underneath. Fumble Ruski. Oh, Jelinek really threw it to the right guy. He threw it to Kapp, who loses it, going up in the air. They're saying, the refs say it was tipped. Ball stays with Douglas. 5-point game. 4:43 to go. Josh Tillard will inbound it. Loose ball in the corner. A trap coming on Kapp, and it's stolen away by Daniels. Gets in the air. Throws it to Landon. Talon Jelinek out of gas. Was hanging back just in case. He gets in position. Shadron will burn a touch of clock. Daniels had a back cut open if he wanted it. Smith, right wing. Oh, man. You feel like a three will break this roof open. This net will try to do it, and it's short. Rebound to Peterson. Still 5-point game. 4:10 to go. Brown will spin at the free throw line. Jelinek is injured. Three missed by Brown. That was actually a free throw line, Jay, and Talon Jelinek got hit in the face. Talon Jelinek, 1 point so far tonight. Took a shot to the left eye and will walk to the bench. Creighton Ryan will come on the floor.
Talanzona typically plays what would be considered a five role, even though this team is as positionless as it gets, outside of maybe Brady Daniels at the one, Donna Smith at the two, but between 3, 4, and 5, you kind of see things stay the same. In fact, you could argue that even Daniels, it's still positionless outside of Tobin Landon playing the 4 or the 5, and Daniel Smith and Bissonnette splitting time between 1, 2, and 3. Bissonnette breaks across the timeline, hooked away from him, recovers, grabs the basket, gets it tipped away from him. Smart move by him to let it go out of bounds. Ball will stay with the Cardinals. 3:51 to go in the fourth quarter. We have seen one overtime in this game this season here at the Birdcage. Thomas Smith hit a three with 3 seconds left to take it there. Gearing won that one. 59-54. Inbound goes in to Landon. Head fake reached in by Brown. Landon still has it. He's getting destroyed down low. Then Brown picks up a reach. Looked like, yeah, I'm making an obscure reference, but if you're playing Rocket League and playing a game mode called Gridiron and the fighting that happens in front of the net, that's what it looked like right there. No fouls are ever called in that, and they finally called one there. Daniels with the head fake right hand, kiss up the glass. On the layup, brings it back to a 7-point game, 57-50. Timeout taken by Douglas. 3:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Full timeout. We'll keep it here. The Cardinals leading by 7. This game has been everything and more. The crowd tonight has seen the girls' basketball team staying here all night to support the Cardinals. We only got one more night of home action that comes up on Friday. Before we get to the rest of this fourth quarter, let's make sure to thank our sponsors who allow us to bring you Shattern High School basketball on KCSR. Wallstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, your wife Noel Vulcan, Merrill Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bats Conoco, Security First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, Shatter Lumber, Heritage Seed, Orford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lanes, FNIC, Wilds, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Thank you all for coming on board for this sports season. I'm heartbroken that it's almost over. We got a few more weeks left. Driving back from Valentine on Saturday absolutely broke my heart. You know that we're so close to it being over. Douglas with the ball. Cardinals lead. Douglas 57, 53 and a half to go. The free throw line with it to this cap. Near side. Colin Roberts, who's been dynamite all half. He has it. 15 on the shot clock. Left side with it. Down corner is Brown. Far side corner posting up, Landon down low is Peterson. And we keep it with Brown at the left wing. 5 on the shot clock, 3 ball coming. It is drained by Kane Cap, who drains the second 3 of the quarter down to 4-point game. Smith gets it poked away from him. Brown in his grill. Just across timeline, 3 minutes to go. Bounce pass to Bissonnette. Douglas has 2 fouls to give. Jelinek back in. Pass goes over to Smith. Now Daniels with the right block. Gets reached in on. Top of the reset to 35 with 4:42 to go. Son Brown, his third. Team's third. One more foul to give for Douglas with 2:42 to go. Daniels gets trapped on the inbound. Sends it to Landon. Top of the key. Tobin Landon. Got it! Tobin Landon with the second made 3 of the game. Cardinals back up by 7. Pass outside. Tiller. Good handoff. 3 ball. Short. Rebound by Jelinek, who goes skyward and rips it down. And a foul on the rebound. I believe that's going to be handed to Colin Roberts. That's his fourth. Game's fourth. Free throws on the next foul. Douglas will press full court 94 feet. Bissonnette looks up, finds Jelinek. Jelinek, head fake, right side, block, missed a shot. Gets his own rebound. Number 2 is down. Quickly, just like that, goes from 4-9, drive to the basket. Brown missed the layup.
9-point lead for the Cardinals. Little 5-0 run. Daniels, step back J, deep two, in line, rattles, it's in and out. Each basket hasn't been too favorable to Daniels in the fourth quarter. Brown gets past Bissonnette, turns around, no look, layup off the backboard, no good. 90 seconds to go. What has been a game of the year at the Birdcage? We've had some fun ones. Gearing was a blast. The win over Alliance, the energy in this building was alive. This one, and number one on my list. Smith drives, baseline, gets fouled before the shot. Doesn't matter. Two free throws upcoming for the senior. His second to last game at the Birdcage. Zahn Roberts, who picks up his... No, I heard Roberts. Zahn Brown, who picked up his fourth. 15 foul of the quarter for the Bearcats. Free throws the rest of the way. Smith at the line. Got the first. Back to a 10-point lead for the Cardinals with 74 seconds to go. Second free throw, nothing but nylon. Smith up to 24 on the night. Birds up by 11. 70 seconds to go. Brown tries to take over, gets fouled by Bissonnette, going up for the shot. Lee on line for two. That's Bissonnette's second, team second of the fourth. Now Brown goes line for two. Chris Willen rattles short off the front of the rim. Hey, coming up on Friday, we'll have boys open up the action as the Shattern Cardinals take on the Sydney Red Raiders. Pre-game action set to begin at 4:20, with tip-off following at 4:30, right here on KCSR. Brown goes one for two, cuts it down to a 12-point difference. 7 to go in this one. August coming up to press 94 feet. 10-point margin, I beg your pardon. Scoreboard was behind. I used the scoreboard for my score. That's how the player points. They're correcting it right now. Making sure everything is just dandy. Cardinal basketball, 67 seconds to go. Shot clock sitting at 35, 10-point difference, 64-54. Bissonnette with it. Being hounded by Roberts, who has four fouls, stops, slows it down in the front court. Daniels, head fake, right block, creates some space, missed the shot, rebound by Peterson. Brown goes right past everybody, driving the basket, lay-in good. Timeout taken by Douglas. 30-second timeout, 42.8 to go in this one. 64-56. Cardinals looking to get the win tonight, be big in power points. The worst Douglas would fall as a Division II. Be massive for the Cardinals, who are trying to get back in front of Mitchell. Valentine's solidly sitting in the fourth seed. Mitchell right now the five, Shadow the six. Law number one, Sydney two, Bridgeport three. With 2.8 to go, Shattern will run a play. Jelinek will run the quarterback. Three trips near side. Bissonnette, Smith, and Landon Daniels by himself on an island on the far side. He cuts in on the in route, gets the inbound. Him and Jelinek are playing catch. Daniels get across the timeline. 8-point games. Douglas is not fouling right now. They do foul. Bissonnette will be on the free throw line for two. Fouls on Wren, his third. Now Bissonnette will go to the free throw line to make this a 10-point game. 64-56, 29 seconds to go. First free throw is good. Must win situation the Cardinals came into tonight. Avoid Bridgeport at all costs is kind of the goal right now. And with the win tonight, with a bunch of other scores coming in, for the Cardinals, records, I beg your pardon. Valentine might be the opponent in a week and a half. Drive to the basket by Brown, missed it. Daniels with a rebound. The Cardinals will walk to the free throw line. Brady Daniels will. Second to last game at the Birdcage. Put that right toe on the silver nail. It's right in the middle of the black painted free throw line. The paint here is painted all black other than the lines that make up the volleyball course. Main court is the white line. The other court has a little bit of a stripe that kind of lets people see the black line in the paint. Brady Daniels, the senior, puts his right nail in there. His older sister was a longtime legend for the program on the girls' side. Drains the first. Brady Daniels, Thomas Smith combined got into the 40 margin tonight. Double landed in double figures as well. 15 on the clock. Douglas needs a prayer. Answered. Three balls missed. Offensive rebound by Douglas. Roberts gets bailed out with an injury timeout as he rolled his ankle on the three. He's going to walk it out. Walk it off. 7.7 to go. 67-56 Cardinals with the lead. Cash Tiller will inbound it. You want to prove how you respond from two letdowns, including the letdown back on Saturday. Chase Plum got run for Douglas middle part of the second quarter. That's been the difference in this game. It allowed Shatter to get some momentum. But the difference in this game is the seven on the floor that have been there all night. The Shattering Cardinals get a big one. Defeat the Douglas Bearcats 67-59. Your final score. The Cardinals get to 11-10 overall. Get to wrap up the home slate on Friday night when the Sydney Red Raiders come to town. Red Raiders have been shaky through the middle part of the season, but have been on the uptick as of late. The Cardinals get this one, 67-59. It got nerve-wracking in the fourth quarter, but the Cardinals came out of this one alive and have a chance to really improve on their sub-district standings come Friday. This fourth quarter has been sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Let's take a break. 7 postgame show up next on KCSR.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
This is the Fit 7 Postgame Show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome to the Fit 7 Postgame Show. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. What a win for the Cardinals tonight. 67-59, only led by four at the end of the first quarter. The craziest quarter I've seen all season happened in the second quarter. Chase Plum, the head coach for the Douglas Bearcats, got wrong, as in two technical fouls and ejected from the game. That was after the Shattern Cardinals, though, started crawling away from the Bearcats. Brady Daniels went and hit four straight free throws, four of his eight for eight effort in that third quarter. He ended up going perfect from the line tonight. 12 of 12 for the Cardinals in the game. He finished with 11 for 11 and finished with the 20 piece tonight for the Cardinals. The third quarter was all Shattern. They kind of kept their distance, but the fourth quarter and the way the season's gone for the Shattern Cardinals, you had a feeling. There was just a gut feeling that the game wasn't over yet. Douglas proved that. Crawled back into it, got it down to one possession, but the Cardinals stretched it out late, got it to 11 before a garbage, I'm not going to say garbage streak because it was a good-looking shot, banked home for Douglas to end the game as the Cardinals win by 8, 67-59 to get back to above 500, 11-10. Man, if that energy is here Friday night, Sydney Red Raiders who are coming to town, it's an early game, 4:30 start time. We could be in for one heck of a ride. Final score, 67-59. Shattern defeats Douglas. Let's go ahead and take a break. Come back and wrap this one up. You're tuning in to Cardinal Basketball on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
For one final time from the Birdcage, Shattern Cardinals defeat the Douglas Bearcats 67-59 earlier tonight in Gruels. Douglas won it 74-17. Let's go through some final stats for you. First of all, I want to mention season high 10 made threes for the Cardinals tonight. That was led in part by Thomas Smith, who hit 1, 2, 3, 4. I can't do math currently. He hit 5. It was 6 threes on the night to lead the Cardinals with 24 points. Brady Daniels went 12 for 12 from the free throw line to finish with 20. Double Landon had 2 threes for himself to finish with 12. Derek Bissonette with 8. And Talon Jonek with 3. The Cardinals as a team went 17 for 21 from the free throw line. Best effort all season for the Cardinals. And for the Douglas Bearcats, they're led scoring by Colin Roberts, who finished with 20. Denton Brown had 15. Colton Peterson finished with 10. Caden Kapp finished with 6. Tristan Wren with 7 for the Bearcats. As the Bearcats fall to 13-5 on the season, host Torrington on Friday. The Cardinals, they welcome in the Sydney Red Raiders on Friday night. That was as fun as it gets, man. That was as fun as it gets. The environment here was rowdy. Very, very rowdy. The entire crowd, when the second quarter, when that sequence happened, this place exploded. And I grew up in Alliance. I've talked about this numerous times. I grew up coming to games up here in Shattern, watching Alliance and Shattern play. I've seen the Birdcage at the middle school at its very finest. And why it was a gym that people loved going to but hated playing in. Well, they loved it. They just hated playing Shattern in it, but they loved playing in that gym. It's the second year playing at the high school, and tonight was... It brought back so many memories for me of being attending games at the middle school. And tonight it was extremely rowdy. Best environment of the year. And the Cardinals on the court gave their fans what they came to see, and that's a win over the Douglas Bearcats. 67-59. Coming up on Friday, final home game of the season. That'll be the final time. Brady Daniels, Thomas Smith, Creighton Ryan, Talon Jelinek, JT Obando all step on the floor wearing a Cardinal uniform in the Birdcage. We got 8 more quarters between girls and boys to celebrate this season and celebrate these two programs. I really hope you tune in and join us. It'll be a weird night, Friday night. Boys were set to get started at 4:30 for the tip. Sydney boys are playing in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday against Grand Island Central Catholic. So we're going to flip-flop. Sydney's got a super truck overnight to Grand Island. So we'll get started with Shattern Community Hospital pregame show at approximately 4:20. Boys to follow at 4:30. Girls will wrap up the night. That'll be right here on AM 610 KCSR and shadrad.com. For everyone back at the station helping, making sure we get everything going, doing everything right, Jet Rasmussen for hosting 4 and 5 o'clock hour and help and to get this game fired off. I'm Chase Thompson saying so long from the Birdcage. Have a blessed night. I cannot wait to talk to you on Friday. Only 8 more quarters to celebrate this season at home. I hope you join us. Sydney's as good as it gets. Hopefully we can have the same kind of magic on Friday. Good night, everyone. We'll talk to you tomorrow on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shattern Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
And me, I'd come to push and shove, so I pulled up a chair. We talked of roads untraveled, we talked of love untrue, of strings that come unraveled. We were kings and kindred fools. And just when I'd hit bottom, that old man raised his glass and said, at least we've had our chances. There's those who never have. So here's to all the soldiers who have ever died in vain, the insane locked up in themselves, the homeless down on Main. Don't come in. He said it's only life's illusions that bring us to this bar, to pick up these old crutches and compare each other's scars. 'Cause the things we're calling heartaches held the heartache of our time. We bitch about a dollar when there's those without a dime. And as he ordered one last round, he said, I guess we can't complain. God made life a gamble, and we're still in the game. Soldiers who have ever died in vain, the insane locked up in themselves, the homeless down on Main. To those who stand on empty shores and spit against the wind, and those who wait forever for ships that don't come in. Ships that don't come in. It's the third hardest thing I'll ever do. And even here, without you, and the second hardest thing I'll ever do is telling her about you. She's been good to me when things were going rough. How can I tell her now? Good evening.
gone, but she ain't done one thing wrong. So don't expect me just to walk out of the door. I still love her, but I love you more. She's been good to me. Things weren't going right. She made my days long before you made my nights. So the hardest thing I've ever had to do is holding her and loving you.
Take us with you wherever you go. Download the KCSR radio app on your Android or Apple device. KCSR.
Well, it's the old